was a night of special tributes to Houston at last night's Grammys. Jennifer Hudson singing Houston's hit, I Will Always Love You. Singer Adele cleaned up with 6 awards, including Album, Record, and Song of the Year for Rolling in the Deep. She also proved there her voice was back after undergoing vocal cord surgery in November. Look for another push today on the so-called Buffett Rule. The requirement that millionaires be taxed at a 30% rate is expected to be part of a 2013 federal budget plan President Obama will unveil today. The Greek Parliament has approved another round of deep spending cuts. It paves the way for a new Eurozone bailout. But CNN's Matthew Chance reports many Greeks say the cuts go too far.
Greeks have already withstood 2 years of very deep, swinging cuts to their public services, to their wages, to their standards of living.
Dozens of people were injured in clashes between police and protesters in Athens. A ruling involving former Penn State assistant coach Jerry Sandusky is expected today. Sandusky is asking for more leniency in his house arrest while he awaits trial on child sex abuse charges. Sandusky wants to be able to see his grandchildren. I'm Cheryl Castro. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
What's better than getting something for a great price? Getting 2 things for that same great price. What we're trying to say is, it's buy one, get one free at Pearle Vision. So stop in and get 2 great pairs of eyeglasses or prescription sunglasses for the price of 1. You're thinking, that's a great deal. And you're right. So don't wait. Stop into a Pearle Vision today.
Minimum purchase may apply. Second complete pair up to a maximum value. Maximum may vary. Same prescription. Valid prescription required. Valid only at participating U.S. locations. See store for details. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends 3/31/2012.
Merriman, I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had 3 extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not Bob from Account Temps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call Account Temps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from Account Temps, sir. Right after I cash my paycheck.
You?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Apple has dispatched its legal team to fire new shots at Google, and once again, Samsung is caught in the crossfire. Apple is asking federal court to block sales of the new Samsung Galaxy Nexus smartphone, whose October release was delayed in tribute to recently deceased Apple founder Steve Jobs. The Galaxy Nexus runs the new ice cream sandwich version of Google Android. Apple argues its features, including voice command search, violate Apple patents. After accounting for 90% of all email traffic last decade, the number of unsolicited spam messages has been on the wane the past couple of years. But spam is making a comeback, according to email security company AppRiver, and increasingly they carry corrupted links if opened. Spammers are making use of current events to trick people into clicking the links. The biggest tricks are messages mentioning the presidential race, particularly Mitt Romney, according to USA Today. Stock futures up, S&P futures gaining 8 points, European indexes higher. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Fambruary. Wait, what? Franuary? That's not Franuary. No, Fambruary. That's right, Fambruary. However you say it, small businesses, this is your month to make social media work for you. Constant Contact brings you social campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up, it's free. And this month, you could win $1,000 for you and one of your fans. Visit ConstantContact.com today.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open legal residents of the U.S., UK, and Canada. 2012 for rules is ConstantContact.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, anytime, anywhere, on their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Do you want to get a jump start on your finances for 2012? We close a majority of our home loans in 30 days or less, so you can purchase a new home or save money by refinancing and wrap up those New Year's resolutions in record time. Here's the best part. Interest rates are still historically low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.875%, APR 4.17%. And we're proud to announce that for the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the United States. That rate again is 3.875%, APR 4.17%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day and call Quicken Loans at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
An idea. A thought. Born in Dearborn. The product of hard work. Teamwork. Pride. Put in the hands of the people.
For the people.
And made in America.
It's time to punch in for your
first shift. Now, here's Tony Trupiano.
Good morning, one and all. It is Tony Trupiano on this Monday, the 13th day of February, 2012. I remember reading years ago that the opposite of Friday the 13th would be Monday the 13th, that it brings extraordinarily good news and extraordinary good luck to us. I don't know that it's true. I'm not much for that kind of thing, but I thought I'd throw it out there. Good morning to you, and a happy, happy Monday indeed. We have a really amazing show. I'm very excited. We're going to meet Tim Grimmel this morning. Tim Grimmel is running for the State House in a democratically held seat. Tim Melton once held it, has moved on. And so I'm really kind of interested to meet Tim Grimmel, introduce him to you, and to figure out, or to let you know why you need to vote for him come February 28th. In a lot of places, this is strictly about the Republican primary, but not everywhere. So let's be mindful of that, and our 7 o'clock guest will reinforce that. At 7:50, Occupy Detroit occupies for a shift. Mark Brewer joins us a little after 8 o'clock. The chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party, of course, and Chris Savage will be with us to join us during the blog roll segment. And for those of you that are keeping score, I understand. He was here last week. That's okay. Christine will be here next week. They just switched. We're good. All right. With that said, we've actually got some good stuff to get to, so let's go ahead and do that.
Before you punch in for your first shift, here is the first word with Tony.
You know, maybe more in this hour than, and maybe in the next couple hours. The first word this morning is occupy. We're going to spend some time, Andrew Breitbart, who is a very conservative whack job journalist, quote unquote journalist thing, conservative whack job, made himself lots of money as a conservative journalist. Doesn't like the Occupy movement, so I thought, well, heck, if we're going to do this, why don't we just focus on it and get it out of the way? Occupy will be our first word today, and Occupy in the purest sense of the word for all the political reasons that we embrace it, especially here on this show. Occupy, which has been so important to helping so many people and continues to grow on a daily basis. Occupy, who by now most people thought would go away, as not. It's strengthening and growing and prospering. And more importantly, helping. Oh, sweet God. Occupy. And as we'll find out a little bit later on in this hour, Occupy can be kind of painful if you don't agree. Anyway, today's first word is occupy. And that gives us a chance to let Jeff Redford occupy at least this segment moving forward.
Jeez, don't sound too happy about it.
Oh, you know I love him again.
I guess
now,
it's time to talk to Jeff.
No, not that at all. What a weird weekend.
Winter finally got here.
Winter got here, and apparently we're going to get a little more winter tonight. Rumor is 1 to 2 inches tonight. That was that. No football this weekend.
I didn't even notice. College basketball is in full swing, Tony. Getting bored.
Yep, not happening. Not happening. Although in the wonderful world of the Detroit Red Wings, we have very good news. They not just did they just win this weekend. They now have tied and have the opportunity to surpass and set a new record for consecutive home wins and at 20. Which is pretty cool.
That is very cool. Wanted to watch the game last night, but apparently that didn't work out so well for me.
Why?
The weekend was exhausting. So I was like, okay. Got the alarm all set for 7:30, and I'm like, okay. As soon as the Red Wings start, I'm going to go out and watch it, and fell asleep before that happened. So.
Well, that's okay. And the dog let you sleep?
Oh, she was exhausted, too.
Okay.
And we did a lot of traveling and in the cold weather, you know.
And more importantly, the neighbors above you let you sleep.
Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah, I don't know where they've been this weekend, but that's nice.
Well, anyway, the Wings did win. In fact, you gave me some audio, if you'd like. Let's talk to, or at least listen to, Johan Franzen on the goal that he scored to help the Wings win their 20th straight at home.
Obviously, that felt great, but I don't think if I wouldn't have gotten in, someone else would have. That was the mentality today. It felt like there was no way we're going to lose.
Okay. And a little confidence there. Should have a little confidence there.
I like that, though. If I didn't do it, somebody else was going to do it. When your team feels that way, when you hear guys saying that, then you know you're rolling.
They're playing so well right now. I'm trying to think. Their record is 38-17 and, oh, I don't know, one or two. I don't remember. But, you know, that's, we're 78 points at this point of the season is a pretty healthy total.
Yeah, I would say so. Best in the entire league.
You know, let's be mindful that, Jimmy Howard has been out for the last couple games. So this home streak makes it a little more tough, a little more difficult when your goalie isn't your usual guy.
Yeah, but even Joey McDonald after the game said, I got the best seat in the house, which to me kind of says, not that he's taken anything away from him or Jimmy Howard or you know, any of the rest of the goaltenders, but it's a little bit easier playing in front of an experienced team with good defense like the Red Wings.
Yeah. So, you know, it's just really very, very cool. You think about, and there was in the Free Press, or it might have been the news this morning, they did a list of the teams that have, you know, done this well to 20, or actually 14 and up, the consecutive home win streak. And you know, the Boston Bruins actually have done it twice. And the most recent, the most recent one is 1975-76. So it's been a little while since anybody has gone this long without losing at home. So they play, what, tomorrow night, I believe?
Tuesday
night,
yep.
Dallas. They could break not only their record, because they have already broken their record. The all-time record can be broken tomorrow, and that would be pretty cool. And, of course, the more they win, the better they do. And you stop and think about how spoiled we have been with the Detroit Red Wings. 21 years and counting, making the playoffs. Consecutive years. Isn't that some kind of record? I believe that is some kind of record.
Yeah, and then, what was it, 2 years ago, they were having trouble selling tickets to regular season games because people are just waiting for the playoffs. I mean, it's a lot like when the Pistons were going to back-to-back-to-back-to-back to Eastern Conference championships. You just get so used to winning, you're like, yeah, regular season, no big deal. You know, wake me when the playoffs start. And I really don't like that kind of attitude, but it sets in once you're so used to winning. Which, well, I mean, but, yeah. Can you imagine getting to the point where the Lions are like that? Like, yeah, wake me when the playoffs start.
I can't ever imagine. Not that I don't think they'll ever be that successful, because I think they will be, but I'll never feel, because again, the season's so much shorter. You know, it'd be different if,
right, yeah.
If the season were,
it used to be, wake me when the draft starts.
Right.
Now at least they're winning.
Well, when the draft's in April, right?
End of April, something like that.
And when does the, when does free agency start?
Good question.
Anthony might know.
Beginning of March, I think.
Beginning of March? All right. Because that's always exciting.
I don't get into free agency for NFL that much. I just don't. I've read enough articles where, you try and get a big star, big name, And it doesn't seem like they pan out that often. But if you, you know, it's the little moves you make to get free agencies. You know, guys that are second, third-year players that aren't really well-known but are coming into their prime. But, I mean, look at what the Eagles did going after. And it still might work out for them. They still haven't gelled. But they went out and got these big-name free agents who have either were at the end of their prime or, you know, declining. Even the Patriots got Haynesworth and Ocho, and neither one of those guys worked out for them. So I like to see them build in the draft more than the free agency.
Well, you know, and I don't disagree with that. Anthony and I were talking on the way home one day last week about the Patriots and how, you know, they only had seven players from their last Super Bowl appearance, and how successful they are of you know, restocking their system. It's, and Anthony said it's almost like, on, you know, with the exception of the core, a core group of players, they go, you know, well, he's 26, he's too old for us, let's replace him. And you know, there seems to be some truth to that. They really rotate players in and out of their lineup, and obviously that's coaching, because I don't know what to attribute that to. They have that kind of success.
That also, though, is what kind of hurt them at times, because they need that veteran presence. I don't know if you saw the firestorm of what happened. I think it was this week, maybe this weekend, about Gronkowski's now getting surgery on his ankle. Rodney Harrison, who was a veteran on those Patriot teams. And kind of kept the younger guys in line, said, if we were still around, him, Teddy Bruschi, guys like that, they would have knocked him on his head, saying, what are you doing? You know, and then now he goes and gets surgery because he was goofing off and dancing wildly at the party after the Super Bowl.
And you think that's why he needed surgery, because he was dancing wildly after the Super Bowl?
If he needed surgery before that, then why is he wildly dancing? You know, either way, if you say, okay, it's because of the party, then that makes it ridiculous. If you say it's before the party, then why, you know, if I need surgery on my ankle, I am not going to be dancing around like that.
Well, that's what happens. Add alcohol, and that turns people a lot of times into instant. Anyway, we'll come back. I know I'd said last week we got that wonderful handwritten letter from the guy Pete. Well, you know, Jeannie ended up sending us another handwritten note, and we appreciate that. And we do appreciate it. All right, a quick break here, and then we'll come back and get things going here on First Shift. Stay with us. I'm Tony Trupiano. Pleasure to be with you this Monday morning.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Jay, welcome to First Shift.
How you doing, Tony? Excellent show.
Frank, good morning.
You got a great show, by the way.
Tom, listening in Chicago.
You got a great show, Tony. You've been doing a great job. I've been listening to you since you came on the air, and good luck with it, and I hope you keep it going.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update. It looks like that earlier problem along Maple near M5 has cleared. Drivers are able to make their way through there. We're dealing with that accident affecting the area for a little while, but fortunately, all that's out of there. We do still have construction, though, 75 near 12 Mile, both north and southbound down to just a couple of lanes. You can get through there right now with no big delays, but it won't be too long before we start to see the backups.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. We are going to see some clouds mixed with sun today. Look for our high near 35. Tonight, though, there's a chance of some snow. A low near 26. Tomorrow, look for snow and a high of 36. Right now, fair skies, 18 degrees at Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org, that's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button now and register.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers.
Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me, State Senator Burt Johnson.
How we want to do this is very simple. The state of Michigan taxpayers give away every year $35 billion with a B dollars to corporations in tax breaks and tax credits. We want to take a look from an accountability standpoint at every single one of those dollars. One of the biggest things the governor said last year was that he wanted to manage and look at and be accountable to every citizen for all of these tax credits. We know that there are many loopholes that can be closed. We want to take a mere 10% of those dollars back. That would be $3.5 billion. That would be enough, Tony, to cover the bill to send every high school grad, I don't care if you went to private or public or homeschool, if you graduated, we want to send every high school grad to college with a full $9,500 grant that would be enough to cover every dollar of tuition at any of our 15 public universities and our junior colleges.
First Shift with Tony Trio on 1310 WDTW.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
First word.
First thoughts.
First with the news and newsmakers that matter to you.
First Shift on 1310 WDTW with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. 22 minutes after 6 o'clock on this Monday morning. A pleasure to be with you. You know, Jeff, I'm going to take a little road trip after the show today. Well, not immediately after the show. I'll have a little time. Got a conference call at 11 o'clock. And then I'm off to Okemos to check out what's going on at the Michigan Nurses Association. We had them on the show on Friday, in fact.
Yeah, very cool.
So looking forward to that. And then after I go spend a little time with them, I'm going to go up and see my son Dominic at Michigan State, since I'll be all of 10 minutes away. And so I'm looking forward to that as well, which means, of course, the entire show tomorrow relies on you.
Oh, come on now.
It does.
I thought you meant it means that you're going to have to polish up on your beer pong skills before you head out there.
No, we won't have time because I will need to come back, you know, at some point. And don't like to drink and drive. I guess we could play it with Diet Pepsi, right?
That would be odd, but yeah, I guess you could.
Yeah, well, I mean, technically you could, or water, for that matter. But yeah, that's not the... I've seen it played. I've never played it.
Really?
Yeah.
So that, Taco Bell, and video games. That's your list of three things so far that
I'm listening to Anthony chuckle in the background. Tell him he's got to drive home with me. I just have never played it. We didn't have beer pong when I was in college, dude.
What kind of games did you do in college?
Quarter bounce.
Okay. All right. Tippy cup?
Tippy cup?
No, I guess that's a no.
That would be a no.
All right.
Unless it's known by another name besides tippy cup.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Yeah. No, it's
Flip cup? I think it's called flip cup. How about that?
That doesn't help me either.
No?
No. Quarter bounce. I remember playing quarter bounce. But yeah, that wasn't part of my deal. Anyway, got a nice card from our friend Jeannie. Jeff, she said, I meant to send this a while ago. As you can see, it was at Christmas. My mom sent it to me. It's an article, by the way. My mom sent it to me from Ocala, Florida. I told her I listened to you, and she thought you might enjoy it. I'll reference in just a minute, I'll reference what she sent me. And then she goes on to say that she hopes that she doesn't come across as a stalker. And Jeannie, nothing could be further from the truth if you're listening this early morning. You have been a friend. A stalker, hardly. You've been a dear friend. And Jeff and I and Anthony all appreciate you. And you never forget us. And we really do appreciate that. Anyway, the article that her mom sent her, that she ended up sending on to me, is about the Occupy movement, actually. And it's titled, The 1% Richly Deserve These Gifts for Christmas. And it just goes on to to talk about how even the 1% needs to wake up to some of the realities that the 99% has to live with. And I don't have time to read it in detail, but it was well written. If you want to Google it, you can find it at ocala.com, O-C-A-L-A.com. And the columnist is Reg Henry, R-E-G-H-E-N-R-Y. And he writes for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. So it's he's a syndicated columnist. Did a nice job, anyway. So, Jeannie, thank you so much for the card, as always. She's such a nice person. Really treats us so well. And we appreciate that. All right, I got an email from a listener yesterday. I'm just going to read it in its entirety and then, you know, let you folks take it for what it is. It says, "Hi, Tony. I have a word for you. The word is anything. I had a conversation over coffee with a few friends this morning, and I suggested that what we needed was for people to do something, and I didn't care what that something was. Be a voter, be a Democrat, support a candidate, be a candidate, do something. One of my friends thought about it for a bit and then suggested that the reason many people aren't doing something is because they realize that their best thing to do was often what they were doing for employment or just taking care of their family, and that doing something like being a candidate was just too much. But I didn't say that people were not doing enough. I said that people were not doing anything. The people who still have jobs are time constrained, and the people without jobs are resource constrained. It's probably true that we can never do enough. But until we are all doing something, anything, I'm not hearing it. Thanks for what you do." And that was from Ernie in Monroe. You know, I appreciate where Ernie is coming from. You know, it's difficult because although I haven't said in a while, you know, it's one thing to show up, another thing to stand up. And we need more people to stand up. That's basically what Ernie is saying. And I can't agree with him more. To do anything, to do something more than what we are doing, for some people that's a true challenge. For others, not so much. I always find it interesting when you meet certain people that seem to have the capacity to do whatever that needs to be done. They're one of those people that just does it. Interestingly, in the political side of my life, the majority of activists that I run into, the majority of them, now not all of them, I'm saying the majority of them, and I'll even place it at 60-65% are female. They seem to have the capacity to take on everything. Wifehood, motherhood, activism, you name it, they can take it on. They seem to excel at it. Why they're so good at multitasking, I don't question, because I just appreciate the work that they do. I could, off the top of my head, the people that interact with me or that I've met either before the show or since the show's been on the air, many of them that are very, very active in their Democratic clubs are women. Most often, I'll bet you 80 to 85% of the time that I'm asked to speak somewhere, it is a woman that I am in contact with. I don't think that's an accident. All that being said, I do appreciate, and to a great degree, I do appreciate the volunteer time that people do put into this, because outside of your job, you know, you're not paid to be a mom, you're not paid to be a wife, you're not paid to be an activist for the most part. And so the people find the time, the energy, the strength, and can make the commitment to do what it is that needs to be done. So, Ernie, back to your point that we need to do anything, something, anything is important. And I don't mean, you know, complaining isn't enough. Although I appreciate when people have a voice and utilize that voice, you do need to show up. You know, you need to stand up. You need to say, you know, this is why I believe this. And then you need to be able, and that's why the Occupy movement, going back to our first word this morning, Occupy. That's why the Occupy movement has been so critical, because it is about showing up. It's about standing up. But you show up and then, you know, it brings you somewhere. So, Ernie, I appreciate Appreciate the message and the word anything. You know, we're into words on this show because, hey, that's what we do. And when we come back, we're going to focus a little bit more on Occupy. Andrew Rebart, who is a very conservative journalist, blogger, has an issue with the Occupy movement. I don't know if issue even comes close to scratching the surface, but we'll let you hear it for yourself. I am Tony Trupiano. This is First Shift, and you're listening to 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update brought to you by McDonald's. We look pretty good on the Southfield Freeway right now. M39 getting a little busier for those maybe coming out of the Allen Park, Dearborn area up toward I-96, the Jeffries. If you go further north toward M10, Lodge, Northwestern, you're going to find we're in pretty good shape through there. Traffic's just starting to get a little busier.
Stop by McDonald's today to enjoy the new crispy, juicy goodness of the Poppable Chicken McBites, made with tender, all-white meat, marinated and coated with home-style seasoning to satisfy your appetite. They won't last long, so try our new Chicken McBites today. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. We are going to see some clouds mixed with sun today. Look for our high near 35. Tonight, though, there is a chance of some snow. A low near 26. Tomorrow, look for snow and a high of 36. Right now, fair skies, 18 degrees at Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Rick Santorum is the latest darling of the most extreme of the GOP's extremist voters. And wow, get an earful of this guy's moral piety. Let's start where it all starts for us humans, conception. Not only does Santorum insist that life begins at the instant that a sperm contacts an egg, he also wants to preserve the sanctity of the sperm itself by outlawing birth control. Yes, every sperm counts. Last October, he warned about, quote, the dangers of contraception in this country. It's not okay. It's a license to do things in a sexual realm that is counter to how things are supposed to be. Indeed, Ayatollah Rick is a bit obsessed with what you might be doing in your bedroom. The Supreme Court, he asserts, was wrong to rule that we have a right to consensual sex in our homes. Then you have the right to bigamy, he wails, the right to polygamy, to incest, adultery, the right to anything. Then comes his punchline, this right to privacy doesn't exist, in my opinion, in the United States Constitution. In a January interview on CNN, the sanctimonious Santorum offered another startling insight into his moral code. When asked what he would say to his daughter if she had been raped, was pregnant, and was crying for an abortion, he actually said, the right approach is to accept this horribly created, in the sense of rape, gift of life, and accept what God is giving you. He added that his daughter, and presumably yours too, ought, quote, to make the best out of a bad situation. This is Jim Hightower saying, so much Rick, so little time. I haven't even gotten to global warming, no such thing, he says, or his endorsement of the Crusades as being about, quote, core American values, or his comparison of homosexuality to man-on-dog sex. But with Santorum now in the spotlight, we can count on many more Rickisms to enlighten us.
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to. For information, visit HightowerLowdown.org.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us,
like us,
love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet. You're listening to Michigan's only live and local progressive talk radio show.
Give us a call.
1-888-552-3595.
Welcome back to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back indeed. It's a pleasure to be with you 35 minutes after 6 o'clock. Thank you for punching in on this Monday, February 13th. you know, listen, everybody knows that I'm a big, big fan of the Occupy movement. We decided on this show to give them, excuse me, their own identity every day at 7:50. We've branded that time. We've been doing it now for, I don't know, 3 months, maybe more. And happy to do it. But it seems that not everybody's on the same page, and I understand that. I read an interesting article this past weekend, quoting Bob King of the UAW and why he felt it was important for people to become more active. And I'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show. But one of the things that he references in this article that I read was the Occupy movement and how important it was and is to activism, setting the agenda nationally, ultimately helping people. That's what's been, I think, most remarkable for me. Let's fast forward to this weekend. The Conservative Political Action Committee Conference, or CPAC, has been taking place over the last 5 or 6 days. And Andrew Breitbart, who is a very conservative journalist, if you'll excuse me putting him in that category, but I guess he is considered that, has made himself a handsome living representing the conservative side. They got more money anyway. He just has issues. He has issues about a lot of things, including the Occupy movement. And so this is what, he's going into a meeting. He's going into the Occupy session. And this is the exchange that happens as he's walking in.
CPAC has got to go.
Now, Jeff, don't know about you, but he's a little scary to me. Now, I want to make a point. He, Andrew Breitbart, is the one that is actually trying to pick a fight, which the Occupy people that were outside the CPAC convention just weren't biting. They weren't. And he's screaming, behave yourself, behave yourself. They weren't misbehaving, number one. Then he, changes it to stop raping people. They weren't. But here's the crazy thing. If you watch the video, which I wouldn't really recommend you do because it's kind of, he's out of control. His own people have to restrain him. And Jeff, did you see the rabidity in this guy, how rabid he was?
The guy was nuts. He was trying to get a reaction. When Behave Yourself didn't get the reaction, he tried to go even further.
I mean, you could see, I thought he was going to explode. He was so angry.
And he's basically just walking into this conference. And the police are pulling him inside because he's going nuts. He's losing it. His mind is gone.
Yeah, folks, you need to understand that this is, it's scary. It's scary how angry Andrew Breitbart is screaming at these people. Screaming at them. I mean, with everything he has. It wasn't just that he was being loud. He was being very demonstrative. Just really, really difficult.
But it's funny because he says that the Occupy people cause all the trouble. And yet he's trying to rile them up to get in trouble with the cops. And who gets pulled off by the cops? He does.
Well, you know, and I don't. Are you sure it was the cops? Because I just thought it was his own people that were kind of dragging him in. Because they were literally dragging him into where he had to go.
I read it was security.
Okay. So,
but maybe that's not police then. It's security at the CPAC convention.
But, I mean, seriously, he looked scary. I mean, he did. He looked out of control. And I think anybody that's ever been in a situation like that understands what I mean. All right, so he goes on. Andrew Rebar does, and says that the media created Occupy. This is what he had to say about that.
I always thought that the people in the media lean to the left, but when they act like a provost at a politically correct university and tell people to shut up, I don't think that they're no longer can they be called objective journalists. They're playing for the other side. They've been part of demonizing good and decent people. They tried to defeat the Tea Party, and when they failed, just like their desire to create a Rush Limbaugh and it failed at Air America, they want what they can't have, and they try to recreate it. They wanted their Tea Party, and what did they create? They created the Occupy movement. What is the Occupy movement, you ask? It's a natural, organic group of people. You've never seen these people before in your life. Wait a sec. These exact people protested against you at the GOP welcoming committee in 2008, and two of them were arrested for planting Molotov cocktails, for trying to use Molotov cocktails against the police. The radicals against the police, the radicals against you, exactly like Occupy, the same exact people. These are the same exact people that organized Camp Casey at Crawford. That was Occupy Crawford. These are the same exact people that went down the highway at the exact time at the end of the summer when Katrina happened. That was Occupy New Orleans. It's the same radicals. They've been in your life since Senator Obama became part of your vocabulary. They are at war with you. And they attack you and they throw eggs at you. And guess what? The media looks the other way. You're domestic terrorists, you know.
All right. And so then there's more on. I'm going to get to it. But are you getting a sense that maybe he's not terribly connected to reality? Now, listen, there are a very small minority in the Occupy movement that are, you know, they are pro-violence. And you know, I'm not saying Molotov cocktails, but they are pro-violence. There are some that are that believe that. I'm not one and would never endorse violence. But like anything, as Jeff was pointing out to me this morning, when you are, you know, when you take the minority point of view or the minority position, you can't apply it to everybody. And that's, of course, what Andrew Rebart is trying to do. Let's go to the phone. Again, feel free to join us. 888-552-3595. Tony@thetonyshow.org. And on Twitter, at Tony Truppiano, my good friend Dave in Northern California is on the other end of my line. Dave, good morning to you.
Hey, Tony. I've only recently tracked you down again, and so good to be hearing you once again. I'm also very much active in the Occupy movement out here. And the guests you're going to have there, I'm really curious. If it is anywhere near as bad as most of us have seen it, that is to say that we're losing our jobs, where unemployment insurance is running out, we're losing our place to live, we're no longer able to afford health care, that everything is more and more for the very rich, greedy. If it's anywhere near as bad as we think it is, then what is his logic? Why are not the people legitimately standing up saying, enough of this craziness? That's the point I would like to make to your guest.
Well, Dave, I appreciate your observations. You know, it's not unlike, and thank you for your call. Not unlike Dave, the Tea Party movement, which I respect for their First Amendment rights. I drastically disagree with the major tenet of whatever platform it is they're proposing on any given day, because they so extremely believe that everything is just about one simple issue, and that's cutting the purse strings, and that everything is solved ultimately by doing that. This idea that that the majority of people will continue to just suck off the teat of society as long as there's a teat and milk to be fed, right? And I understand where that comes from. It's just I don't think based on any kind of reality. Somebody had posted, we had last week we had posted, and I don't remember exactly what the issue was, to the Facebook page, something about unemployment benefits being reduced or cut. And somebody said, well, a friend of mine, or not a friend of mine, that everybody I know, and they said everybody I know that was, when they were finally cut off their unemployment checks, they found jobs immediately. Now, I can't buy into that, that everyone all of a sudden found a job once their unemployment stopped. I find that so hard to believe. And, of course, like everything I do with the conservatives on the Facebook page, anytime I ask them a question, they never respond. They don't like to be confronted. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I don't mean that in an angry way. I don't confront people in an angry way. I've never done it on the Facebook page ever. But I question them. And what do I get in return? Absolutely nothing. So you can't buy this. Everybody, as soon as they take their unemployment benefits away, finds jobs. Because they don't. More to get to on the other side. We'll clean up Andrew Breitbart, well, at least the topic. I don't know that we can clean him up, although kind of funny because, well, it'll make sense on the other side. Tony Truppiano with you. It's Monday. We got lots to do. Lots to do. Stay with us. We'll be back.
First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Middle-class workers like you shouldn't be bearing all the burden. You work too hard for someone to ask you to pay more so that somebody who's making millions or billions of dollars can pay less.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button now and register.
Michigan needs progressive public policy, not legislation that continues to cripple our communities. Hi, I'm Brandon Jessup, Chairman and CEO of Michigan Forward. Michigan Forward is a nonprofit organization leading the charge to repeal Public Act 4. We need your support in 2012 as we continue to fight for democracy and create policy initiatives that move our state ahead. Donate today at MichiganForward.org or call 313-965-2722.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family. And UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
Recently on First Shift,
John Zerlag, the city manager of Troy, joins us now.
Oftentimes, it's important to just, you know, not when someone slams you, not to actually make a slam back. Because I really believe that hostility is a sign of weakness. But essentially, to just set the record straight, it's important for the voting public and the businesses to know what the facts are in the matter. So if someone builds a false argument and then draws a conclusion, the conclusion itself becomes faulty because the underpinning rationale is faulty.
First Shift with Tony Truppiano on 1310 WDTW.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Truppiano or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Got a question or comment? Call now. 888-552-3595. First Shift with Tony Truppiano on 1310 WDTW.
All right, it's 10 minutes before 7 o'clock. Lot to do. All right, I want to try to get as much of this in as I can because we have a lot to do in the next hour, and then the 8 o'clock hour is pretty full. I've got a lot of audio, and it's well worth really listening to a lot of this. Andrew Breitbart, again, a conservative columnist, speaking at the Conservative Political Action Committee, or CPAC, this past weekend, says that the occupiers are literally the definition of anti-American. Listen up.
These are the same shock troops that have been shocking us, pointing their fingers at us, trying to instigate riots with the police. These people are the definition of un-American. So you want a unity speech? You want a unity speech? I'll give you a unity speech. I don't care who our candidate is, and I haven't since the beginning of this. I haven't. Ask not what the candidate can do for you. Ask what you can do for the candidate. And that's what the Tea Party is. We are there to confront them on behalf of our candidate. I will march behind whoever our candidate is, because if we don't, we lose. There are two paths. One is America, and the other one is Occupy. One is America. The other one is Occupy. And I don't care. Along the way, and I'm not a candidate. I'm never going to be a candidate. I'm just a goofball from Los Angeles who wears goofy shoes. Promised people I would shave, didn't. Promised I'd take a shower. I got too caught up talking to everybody. And here I am, kind of a mess, but kind of excited to be here.
Kind of a mess, kind of excited to be here. Yep, I didn't shave, shower.
But he's not Occupy. I mean, they rip on Occupy for doing that.
Wow, he's an interesting character. I have a feeling that you just discovered him this weekend. Is that true, Jeff?
I've heard about him. I know, like, the backstory to him.
All right, I just wasn't sure.
His bat craziness, I just learned, yes.
Yeah, he's, Yeah, absolutely. Bat crap crazy, this guy. No question about it. Well, there's more. I mean, it's not like he doesn't have a lot on his mind, including, oh, my God, here we go. He's got videos of Obama in college.
That was the end of the Democratic Party, and after the 2010 election cycle, DLC went under. It's over. There's no such thing as a moderate Democrat. And so what do we get now in Barack Obama? Well, I've got videos, by the way. This election, we're going to vet him. I've got videos. This election, we're going to vet him from his college days to show you. Why? To show you why racial division and class warfare are central to what Hope and Change was sold in 2008.
I'm really not sure what that means. I really don't know what he means by that. So I'm just, you know, interpret that any way you want. But
isn't it crazy how nuts these people go? I have videos, and then for like 10 seconds cheering.
Because, you know, God knows that, you know, we're the same people today. The president and I are pretty much the same age. That we're the same people today as we were in college. Absolutely. We don't change at all.
Right. Yeah, I know. We got videos of him in college. I mean, if you had videos of me in college, I wouldn't want them shown either. You know, I mean, who is who they are when they were in college, you know?
Great question. Well, depending on your age, of course. That's just crazy. All right, one last piece of audio from Andrew Breitbart, and then we'll wrap up our conversation with him. Here he talks about how the Republicans shouldn't be afraid to call the president a radical.
Barack Obama is a radical. We should not be afraid to say that. Okay? And Barack Obama was launched from Bill and Bernadine's salon. I've been there. It became a self-evident truth to me that there's zero chance that this incredible chef did not cook many a meal for Barack Obama. Don't tell me ABC, CBS, and NBC I don't have the that I can't posit that theory, because it's a self-evident truth. Just like it was a self-evident truth that he was with Jeremiah Wright, and just as it's a self-evident truth that when he was at Harvard, he was advocating for the worst of the worst to join the faculty. Radicals at Beirut on the Charles. And that is who's in the White House, and that's who's outside right now telling you you don't have a right to be here, and who would squelch your free speech just as easily they do at Harvard, Vassar, Yale, Wesleyan. They're a bunch of totalitarian freaks.
Oh, my God, no. He wanted to be, oh, my God, part of the faculty? Oh, my God, I had no idea that he wanted to be an educator. Well, that explains it all, Jeff.
It's funny because, again, if you don't agree with what this Andrew guy says, then you're a radical and you should be shocked that, you know, that anyone like that exists.
Oh, my God, the president of the United States went to Harvard, Jeff. And to make matters worse, he tried to join the faculty. Oh, my. What will we do with ourselves?
This guy, he really hates Harvard. He mentions them a lot. And of course, you know, the media, because they don't say what he wants them to say. So.
Well, yeah, you know, it's all, anything that's establishment, you know, it's easy to make them a target. And I get that. Although, as I said to you before the show started today, this man has made himself a millionaire by being himself. He's a millionaire. It's insane. I've done something terribly wrong all these years. And the problem is those on the left don't have nearly the money as those on the right. And so, you know, again, you could hear the reaction to this Breitbart guy by the audience. He's a rock star in their world.
He also, I didn't get the audio, but he explained how some millionaires and billionaires are actually Democrats. It's because they got their money from their daddies. And so while their dads were capitalists and good people, their kids are spoiled and lost sight of the conservative party. So they went to the Democrats.
That makes entire sense. Thank you for clarifying that, Jeff.
Guy's nuts. I was just every second he spoke, I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Well, it's important, you know, as we you know, listen to people like Andrew Breitbart, and that's I think. Thank you for you know, calling this. This audio today, because I think it's really important for everybody to hear what's going on. And this is, you know, both sides of the issue. And this is, you know, unfortunately, for the conservatives, Andrew Breitbart is part of their voice. And I realize that especially those in the Tea Party don't mind that because they're much more radical in nature. And I understand that. Or extreme, maybe radical is the wrong word. Extreme would probably be the better word. Let it be what it is, and I'll let you folks decide on your own what that is. All right. When we come back, Tim Grimmel will join us. We're looking forward to interviewing him. He's running for the state house, and he's going to need your vote if you're in the Auburn Hills area. We'll get you all that stuff on the other side. Ah, what a wonderful Monday this is. It's going to be a great day, folks. So again, we've got a great show lined up for you. I'm looking forward to everybody that we've got on today. So stay right where you're at. Let's take a quick break here. I'm going to go fill up my coffee. When we continue, again, Tim Grimmel and a whole lot more on the other side.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update looks pretty good right now. 94 heading west in towards 696, getting a little busier. Those going west on the Reuther as you head out toward Van Dyke. Toward DeQuinder and 75, that's picking up quite a bit. Going north on 75, we've got that construction at 12 Mile. Only two lanes open through there. Southbound 75, getting busier from 14 Mile Road, trying to get to 12, where again, only two lanes open, slowing down your ride to the Reuther.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. We are going to see some clouds mixed with sun today. Look for our high near 35. Tonight, though, there is a chance of some snow. A low near 26. Tomorrow, look for snow and a high of 36. Right now, fair skies, 18 degrees at Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTWAM.
Hey, it's Anthony from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays 6 to 9, right here on 1310WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
CNN Radio, I'm Cheryl Castro. Last night's Grammys were about much more than awards. Artists rally to pay at times emotional tributes to the late Whitney Houston. That singer Jennifer Hudson singing one of Houston's biggest hits. An autopsy on Houston's body is complete, but CNN's Casey Wyan reports there are many unanswered questions.
The coroner saying that he would not discuss reports of prescription medication bottles found in Whitney Houston's hotel room or any other, the possibility that any other drugs may or may not have been found there.
A coroner's official says results from toxicology and other tests could take several weeks. Houston was found dead in a bathtub Saturday at a Beverly Hills hotel. She was 48. President Obama unveils his 2013 budget plan today. CNN's Christine Romans reports it'll include the so-called Buffett rule.
It'd be for everyone who has $1 million or more that have to pay a 30% tax rate. So you would have this targeted spending on the middle class, but then be paid for by taxing the rich, something the Republicans have said is an absolute non-starter.
Greece's parliament has approved a fresh round of deep spending cuts required to get the country another bailout deal. CNN's Matthew Chance reports the public is responding with mass protests.
More than 100,000 people are estimated to have turned out on the streets of the Greek capital last night. Many thousands of them absolutely furious that the MPs inside the parliament building were debating yet more austerity cuts.
About 65 people were injured in clashes with police. The Arab League is proposing a joint peacekeeping mission with the UN to deal with Syria. It's also calling on its members to provide support to the opposition. This is CNN Radio.
What's better than getting something for a great price? Getting two things for that same great price. What we're trying to say is, it's buy one, get one free at Pearle Vision. So stop in and get two great pairs of eyeglasses or prescription sunglasses for the price of one. You're thinking, that's a great deal. And you're right. So don't wait. Stop into a Pearle Vision today.
Minimum purchase may apply. Second complete pair up to a maximum value. Maximum may vary. Same prescription. Valid prescription required. Valid only at participating U.S. locations. See store for details. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends 3/31/2012.
This is Charles Osgood. Why is it important that auto owners insurance works solely through local independent agents? Because independent agents live and work right in their communities, providing you with quality service and more choices. Auto owners insurance is ranked highest in customer satisfaction with auto insurance claims experience 4 years in a row, according to J.D. Power and Associates. For J.D. Power information, visit jdpower.com.
For your life, home, car, and business insurance needs, in Pinckney, call the Levy Agency at 734-878-3030.
During the economic downturn of the past 4 years, companies drastically have cut their spending on new equipment. That includes airlines. And this morning, Boeing says it means tremendous pent-up demand. Citing economic growth in Asia and presumed economic recovery in Europe and North America, Boeing forecasts global airlines will need 33,500 new planes valued at more than $4 trillion over the next two decades. Apple has its own legal team on speed dial right now as it launches an effort to stop the newest Samsung smartphone. Apple asking a federal court to block sales of the Galaxy Nexus because it carries Ice Cream Sandwich, the newest version of Google Android. And Apple says some of its features, such as voice-activated searches, violate patents. Stock markets around the world higher as Greece's parliament bites the bullet, passing the first of two austerity packages needed for it to receive European emergency rescue funding. S&P futures up 9 points, NASDAQ futures up 16. I'm Andrew O'Day, in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Fambruary. Wait, what? Franuary? That's not Franuary. No, Fambruary. That's right, Fambruary. However you say it, small businesses, this is your month to make social media work for you. Constant Contact brings you social campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up, it's free. And this month, you could win $1,000 for you and one of your fans. Visit ConstantContact.com today.
No purchase necessary. What we're prohibited. Open legal residence in the U.S., UK, and Canada. Please flag, you know, entry 2912 rules is ConstantContact.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, anytime, anywhere, on their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
What's better than getting something for a great price? Getting two things for that same great price. What we're trying to say is, it's buy one, get one free at Pearle Vision. So stop in and get two great pairs of eyeglasses or prescription sunglasses for the price of one. You're thinking, that's a great deal. And you're right. So don't wait. Stop into a Pearle Vision today.
Minimum purchase may apply. Second complete pair up to a maximum value. Maximum may vary. Same prescription. Valid prescription required. Valid only at participating U.S. locations. See store for details. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends 3/31/2012.
Merriman, I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had three extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not Bob from Account Temps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call Account Temps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from Account Temps, sir, right after I cash my paycheck.
You?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps.
It's the same each time with Progress. First they ignore you.
Then they say you're mad.
Then dangerous. Then there's a pause. And then you can't find anyone who disagrees with you. Welcome to your new reality. Welcome to your new opportunity. Welcome to your new hope. Welcome to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hey, welcome back. As what might be more appropriate, it is Monday, February 13th, 2012. A pleasure to be with you. We've got a great hour lined up. I'm going to introduce you to somebody, especially if you live in the Auburn Hills, Pontiac area, or the 29th House District here in Michigan. Somebody I'm excited to introduce you to. He's your candidate. He's your guy. He needs your vote on February 28th. We'll get to that in just a moment. We do have some time for open lines today. I'm looking forward to that. And, of course, Occupy Detroit will occupy First Shift at 7:50, as they do every single day. Let me tell you, just for a minute, remind some of you that I actually used to live in Auburn Hills, and I owned a restaurant in Pontiac. It was close to downtown Pontiac for years. I, for a period of time, served on the board of directors at what was then North Oakland Medical Center, now Doctors Hospital, in Pontiac. I've had a varied and beautiful love affair with the city of Pontiac for many years, although I have not lived there in a long time. It really did help partially shape the person that I am today. I was fortunate enough at one time to be very politically active there, and although those that I know are now long gone, it is difficult for me to watch Pontiac in that area, in some respects, suffer greatly. In others, they have grown and blossomed. And part of that is because of the direction of my next guest. Joining in at me now is Oakland County Commissioner Tim Grimmel, who represents Auburn Hills, but he is also the Democratic candidate for the 29th House seat here in the state of Michigan to replace Tim Melton, who left to go do some private work. And I want to welcome you, Mr. Grimmel, to First Shift. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you, Tony. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, you know, let me ask you the simple question. I mean, as an Oakland County Commissioner, you're really in the trenches. You're able to make on the ground some real significant difference not just in Auburn Hills, but certainly in all of Oakland County. Why would you want to leave that job for this one?
Well, you know, the range of issues and the ability to make an impact is just much broader at the state level. You know, one of the things that's really, I think, the key to our economic future here in the state is education. And that's really a state issue. There's very little that we on the county commission are able to do about education. So that's just one example of how there's a lot more opportunity at the state level to make a difference in people's lives and in our state's economy.
Well, you know, Tim Grimmel, this is not going to come as a surprise to you because you're doing everything you do with eyes wide open. There's a real problem in the state legislature with regard to the numbers of Republicans versus Democrats and vice versa. Do you feel that as a Democrat, your voice is, as I do, your voice is needed now more than ever?
Well, I do. You know, we've seen this state move in what I think is the completely wrong direction Across the country, we've seen the middle class and working families under attack, and that's as true here in Michigan as it is anywhere else. So we've seen our governor try to shift the tax burden from big corporations to the rest of us. He started taxing our seniors' pensions. He's reduced the earned income tax credit. He's weakened the workers' compensation system. He's cut unemployment benefits. And he's cut on, he's cut education funding. And, all of those things are really outrageous. They're not good for individuals, they're not good for families, and they're not good for our overall economy. It's time that we have some more people up in Lansing who are standing up and saying enough's enough already.
Well, those are, of course, the words that we long to hear from anybody that wants to serve at the state level. And as we've seen what's happened over the last 13, 14 months, Tim Grimmel, it's clear that, we do need more diverse and empowering voices serving in the state house that will give all of us representation, not just some of us. And at least that's what I heard you saying, and I heard it in a big way. Interestingly, as I was looking at a lot of what you've done in the past, from serving on the Rochester Board of Education to your, all the way up to your work with your work with the county commission, you're never too far from the issues that matter. Certainly, as it relates to moving that region of the state forward, people often don't realize that Oakland County has had its fair share of financial difficulties as well. Although Brooks Patterson might paint everything as being, as he did last week, as being nice and rosy with balanced budgets and jobs on the rise, we also know that there's a very different story that he did not tell last week, Tim Grimmel.
Well, that's right. Oakland County has seen a huge rise in home foreclosures. It's seen a huge rise in its unemployment rate. And I think while we've done a pretty good job of balancing our Oakland County government budget, what's really disappointed me is that the Brooks Patterson administration has not been more open to some innovative programs to address our economic crisis. And one example of that is the Oakland County Land Bank. Our county treasurer here, Andy Meisner, has been pushing for the creation of a land bank here in Oakland County to help us better cope with the home foreclosure crisis. And Brooks Patterson's administration has repeatedly closed the door on that idea.
Well, and I'm glad to hear you again. Glad to hear you say all this. Let's talk for a minute about February 28th. A lot of people are under the misnomer that this is a Republican only election, and we need to be careful that they don't look that way, because you need Democrats to go out and vote on the 28th.
Well, that's right, and that's really the crux of our concern. Pontiac and Auburn Hills, this House District 29 that I'm running in, is a very strongly Democratic seat, but we're very concerned that because the Republican presidential primary that day, that Republicans are going to be coming out in big numbers to vote for whatever nut they want to run against President Obama. And we just need to make sure that Democrats get out and vote that day. It could very well be a cold and snowy day. It's a time of year when people are not used to voting, and there's a real risk here that Republican turnout could exceed Democratic turnout. And I think that's what the governor was banking on when he scheduled the special election for the state House seat for February 28th.
Well, again, it is critical, and I'm just going to come right out and say it. Democrats, you need to go vote for Tim Grimmel on February 28th. You need to get out and vote. And I know what happened with the last election, where they kind of change your voting precincts, and they mess things up a little bit because of the emergency manager there in Pontiac. Folks, just find your voting place and vote on Tuesday, the 28th of February. You got to do it. You've got to get out and do it. More importantly, Tim, you need to make sure your neighbors are going out and voting as well.
Well, that's right. We've knocked now on over 12,000 doors. We have called about 5,000 households by telephone, and there's still a couple weeks left here, so we're going to keep racking up those numbers. And I think now just about everybody is aware, at least all those who are strong Democrats in the district are aware that there's an election that day, and now we just have to make sure that they actually get out there and cast their ballot.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, you know, get out the vote is the most critical thing. I don't even care if it's election day in November. Get out the vote is still the number one concern and issue in every election, and that includes this one. Tim Grimmel needs to serve the 29th House District, but the only way he does that is to be voted in. And, folks, and we've got a Pontiac base. We've got an Auburn Hills base that listens to this show. You need to get out. You need to make sure you vote on the 28th, period.
Right. Well, thank you, Tony. That's absolutely right. And this district, of course, has been without any representation since September. And so it's all the more critical that we get somebody up there who's a fighter for our community, who's a fighter for working families. I've never been afraid to go toe-to-toe against the Republicans at the county commission. And I've been a labor and civil rights attorney fighting for working families in that capacity. And I want to take that same fighting spirit up to Lansing.
And I know you will. And I know you will. I just I'm very excited, especially once I had a chance to really do some research last week before we booked you for the show. Just everything I saw led me to believe. And in fact, I think that you're actually going to be a better representation, no respect to Tim Melton, than Tim was. You've got a better grasp of especially education issues. I know why he left. I don't agree with why he left, but we'll save that for some other time. That's not what today's about. Today's about, you know, making sure that people understand that Tim Grimmel needs to be elected on Tuesday, February 28th, that the people in Auburn Hills and Pontiac must get out and vote. It is not a Republican-only election that day. And again, as you said, Tim, that's our greatest concern, is that people misread what's going on the 28th. Yes, it is a Republican primary, but it's much more than that, especially for the people living, and above all the elections, people living in that district.
Right. There's no question about it.
All
and,
right.
You know, this is really the beginning of the 2012 election season. The fight to take back the state house from the Republicans in the fall starts now, and with the support of the residents of Pontiac and Auburn Hills, we're going to win February 28th and then go on and take back the House in the fall.
All right. I like the way you talk. Tim, we'll check in with you right after the election. Good luck to you, and if anything we can do, let us know.
Thanks again, Tony. Really great to be on the show. Appreciate it, and thanks for all your kind words and encouragement.
No problem. Tim Grimmel, once again, Auburn Hills and Pontiac, the State House District 29. A quick break here, and we come back. A lot to get to. Stay where you're at. I'm Tony Truppiano, and you're listening to 1310 WDTW.
First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Hey, Tony. You know, I'm not a real liberal guy. I'm not a real union guy. We don't agree on a whole lot, but I really enjoyed your show. You become a new stop in the morning.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. We've got an accident working on I-96 eastbound before Milford. It's off on the left shoulder. Looks like our traffic is backed up from before Kensington for those trying to come in toward that interchange with 275 and 696.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. We are going to see some clouds mixed with sun today. Look for our high near 35. Tonight, though, there is a chance of some snow. A low near 26. Tomorrow, look for snow and a high of 36. Right now, fair skies. 18 degrees at Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized, with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family. And UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, Visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671. Recently on First Shift.
Michigan at risk of losing 249,989 supply chain jobs over the next decade. China's trade violations contribute to the loss of more than 400,000 jobs in U.S. auto supply chain. Joining me now is Scott Pohl, Executive Director of the Alliance for American Manufacturing.
The peril is the surge in imports from China in auto parts that go into the original equipment and also the aftermarket. They have surged by 900% over the last 9 or 10 years. We have an enormous trade deficit, $9 billion with China in auto parts right now. And it doesn't have to be this way. The United States is the only major auto producing country that has such an extraordinary deficit with China. And it's because of a flaw in our trade policies. We're not nearly tough enough with the Chinese. We don't support our industry in the same way as other countries do.
First Shift with Tony Trivino
on 1310 WDTW.
Michigan needs progressive public policy, not legislation that continues to cripple our communities. Hi, I'm Brandon Jessup, Chairman and CEO of Michigan Forward. Michigan Forward is a nonprofit organization leading the charge to repeal Public Act 4. We need your support in 2012 as we continue to fight for democracy and create policy initiatives that move our state ahead. Donate today at MichiganForward.org or call 313-965-2722.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button now and register.
We want to hear from you.
Interact with First Shift. Find our First Shift with Tony Trupiano Facebook page. Tweet us at Tony, T-R-U-P-I-A-N-O. Or call us now, 1-888-552-3595.
Now, back to the show and Tony.
22 minutes after 7 o'clock. Jeffrey, you know what tomorrow is, don't you?
Tuesday.
No.
Chris Mihalakis Day.
Well, that is true. It is Tuesday. It is Chris Mihalakis Day. But it also is Valentine's Day. Friday night, got a call in my office. And I wasn't in the office Friday night. But I got a call from a woman that was freaking out. What is the name and what is the phone number for that place where you can get the deal on flowers? Is the message that she leaves me. So I called her on Saturday morning after I'd run some errands and said, "Alas, let me help you." Of course, this is what I said. I said it was proflowers.com. As soon as they said the word pro, she went, "Oh, that's right, Pro Flowers. Why couldn't I remember that? I tried so hard to remember it. Is it too late?" Well, it's never too late. Now, the people at proflowers.com are going to extend the deal. We knew they would. So for all you last-minute people, let's just remind you that there is a deal out there to be had. You know what? I'm going to suggest you do something. Go ahead and call a local florist and find out what it's going to cost to send a dozen assorted roses, long-stemmed roses, with a vase. And I'm going to bet you it's going to cost a whole lot more than $19.99. So here's the deal for you. Get one dozen assorted roses from proflowers.com for just $19.99, and you get a free glass vase as well. That's half off. All you have to do is go to proflowers.com. At the very top, you'll see a microphone. Click on the microphone. Type in the code phrase or code word, Tony T, and that's how you get the deal. Now, if you really want to impress her, or him for that matter, you can get two dozen long stem roses, chocolates, a teddy bear, and a vase for $39.98. Seriously, it's that inexpensive. You will be amazed at how beautiful these flowers are. Again, I bought them. In fact, I had some more flowers sent to the house on Friday, and they're just gorgeous. The last batch lasted almost 14 days. Anybody that's ever gotten flowers knows that that's a very long time. Folks, just call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS, 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS, and mention Tony T, or go to proflowers.com and click on the microphone in the top right corner and type in Tony T to get the deal. It's that simple, and it's not too late, but today's the day. This is tomorrow, and they'll still guarantee delivery tomorrow. That's the crazy part. Even if you do this today, they will guarantee delivery tomorrow, which is Valentine's Day. So do the right thing, please. Thank you. All right. Very quickly, we should mention, I think it's important that we mention the passing of Whitney Houston on Saturday. Don't know when others found out. About 9 o'clock for me on Saturday evening, I had gone into my office to check something and just happened to look at the computer, and at the very top of the website that I had up said, Whitney Houston found dead. And I was a little bit surprised. Not too terribly surprised. As many of you know, she's had a very difficult last 15 years. I hate to put it that way, but it's probably been that long. She's had a really rough time. And they still don't know what the cause of death is, and I'm not going to speculate because I'm not in the speculation business, but it's sad nonetheless. Her daughter, who happened to be, I don't know if she was with her when she died, but she happened to be at the hotel. She was at the Beverly Hills Hilton. Ended up in the hospital as well over the weekend, is out. Now, it could have been from exhaustion. It could have been from shock. Could have been from a lot of things. But very sad. And if you watched the Grammys last night, which I did watch the first 15, well, no, for the first 30 minutes, LL Cool J, who was the host of the Grammys, opened up the Grammys with a prayer, which I thought was beautiful and touching. There was more than one tribute to her. And Jennifer Hudson, who has a gorgeous voice, sang her iconic song, I Will Always Love You. And certainly a fitting tribute to what was once a reigning queen and superstar in pop music. So, and she will be, of course, sorely missed. Although she had an album came out a couple years ago. She was having a very difficult time performing live, unfortunately, for those people that are fans of hers. So very, very, very sad. Jeff, I read that within the first hour of they announced that she had passed, 2.4 million tweets. 2,400,000 tweets in 1 hour.
Yeah, it seemed like that and Facebook were just, if you tried to log on to either one of them, which I just happened to be at the computer at that time, it was like, okay. Once I learned the news, it was just people just saturating the entire market, I guess, of information. That's all you could hear about. Which, I mean, I guess I understand because it's big news, but you know, I was trying to see if there's anything else going on, and there was, I mean, everyone's world just shut down. It was Whitney Houston, that was it.
Understandably, to some degree. I mean, she is a pop icon. You know, of course, there's always that voyeuristic part of a celebrity death, right? Everybody wants to kind of look from afar. If there's been surprisingly little information that has leaked since then. And I don't watch the celebrity gossip shows, and maybe they weren't on this weekend, and certainly they will be on today, the extras and those kind of shows. I just don't watch them, and I'm not following the story closely enough to know that if they've really said much of anything. I've only read, and it's the crawl on the bottom of the screen that they say screen, and it may take weeks before they know the actual cause of death. And I'm not going to speculate on what it might be. We do know she had a drug problem. We know she had an alcohol problem, but that does not necessarily mean that that's what happened. So it's very, very sad. No question about it. And I'm sure that there will be lots of tributes. We had just mentioned her on the show last week, and then we kind of did something. Well, you did something really creative and interesting. That you did a touching tribute, not knowing what you were doing, did you?
I wouldn't say it was a touching tribute, but I mean, yeah, we had no idea what was going to happen over the weekend. But Joe DeSano and, of course, our governor, Governor Rick Snyder, both you know, had a little moment mentioning it, quoting quotes or lyrics from Whitney Houston's song. So, yeah, we put together a little open.
I believe the children are our future. Anyway, we play that, and you and Joe had a little fun with that yesterday on Twitter. Indeed. That was very interesting, nonetheless. I don't know. I just find this, you know, all quite interesting. You stop and take a look. You know, Michael Jackson's been dead almost 2 years, which is kind of blows your mind. You know, this thing that, you know, Etta James recently passed away, although Etta James was elderly. You know, you don't,
Amy Winehouse,
and then now Whitney Houston, and you begin to wonder, very quickly before we go to the break, Tony Bennett actually had, got a little political on us, which kind of surprised me. We'll talk about that on the other side. Then we've got some other, interesting, stuff to get to, some more audio, and then of course Occupy Detroit comes up at 7:50. If you'd like to join us, feel free to do that. 888-552-3595. 888-552-3595. Tony at thetonyshow.org and on Twitter at Tony Truppiano. We'll take the break and be right back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes a bit of a slow ride on 96 eastbound. Those trying to just get in toward Kensington, you've got the delays because of an earlier accident near Milford. It's been off to the left shoulder, but everybody slows down to take a look. Also, the Jefferies 96 eastbound, pretty heavy and slow coming onto the Southfield Freeway, those local lanes for drivers trying to jump onto M39.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. We are going to see some clouds mixed with sun today. Look for our high near 35. Tonight, though, there is a chance of some snow. A low near 26. Tomorrow, look for snow and a high of 36. Right now, fair skies, 18 degrees at Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
You're listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm Jesse Russell. Los Angeles Unified School District officials are considering plans to cut funding for all adult education. The move will have a detrimental impact on 300,000 students throughout the city who rely on the program for courses in the English language, basic education, and job training. Leilani Albano has more on the story.
When Elena Mikhailieva arrived in America almost 2 years ago, she didn't speak much English. But with the help of instructors at Evans Community Adult School in Los Angeles, she's made major strides in her language skills. Mikhailieva is among the 300,000 adult education students who are taking English language and basic education courses. Adult school programs also help struggling high school students earn credits towards graduation. And many students say it's helped to make positive changes in their lives. But that may come to an end due to a plan by the school district to scrap adult education. Mikhailieva says cutting adult education is a bad idea.
It's so important to know English and to have well-educated people in America.
Los Angeles Unified School District Superintendent John Daisy announced plans last month to stop the $120 million of funding for the Division of Adult and Career Education. The annual allotment goes towards 30 adult education campuses. Adult school classes are also taught in thousands of K-12 campuses, churches, and other spaces throughout the city. The classes offer a wide range of courses that include culinary arts, auto repair, nursing, landscaping, electronics, graphic design, and computer programming. Opponents of the cuts held several demonstrations so far, including an action on February 8, where protests were held on 10 campuses. The cuts will have the biggest impact on poor and immigrant communities in Los Angeles, who have benefited the most from adult school programs. Shutting down classes may have an economic impact, too. Matthew Kogan, chair of the Adult Education Committee for the union United Teachers Los Angeles, says the cuts will only worsen the city's ongoing crisis.
Los Angeles already has a large undereducated population. I think it'll make an already divided city economically more divided.
Superintendent Daisy says the district has few options but to eliminate adult education as a way to fill the district's $540 million shortfall. He says it's either that or the district will be forced to cut preschools, elementary school arts, as well as thousands of administrators, teachers, nurses, cafeteria workers, and custodians.
You've been listening to WIN, the Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet. Tony and the crew are punching back in and looking to hear from you.
1-888-552-3595.
Tell us what's on your mind. Now, here's First Shift and Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back 35 minutes after the hour. Feel the love, feel the love, feel the love. You know, there's just always so much going on during the break. It goes by too fast. We got a lot going on. I'm really looking forward, by the way, to about an hour from now, Chris Savage is going to be with us. He just tweeted, Jeff, two major announcements coming up during the show today.
I know. I saw that.
Yikes. I don't know what they are.
Well, 8:30, we'll find out. So you got to definitely stay tuned for that.
Well, I should be privileged to some of this insider information. It's my show, for God's sake. Oh, that's all right. It'll be fun. By the way, interesting article in the Free Press today about a local family who is absolutely in love with Rick Santorum for all the right reasons. Their daughter has a disease called, and I got to get it right, trisomy 18, which is the condition, and it's trisomy 18 is a chromosome, and we all have two of them. It's when you're born with three. And there's a whole bunch of, you know, medical conditions that goes along with it. Rick Santorum also has a daughter that has the same condition, and he has been nice enough to counsel this family for a few years now, Jeff. And so we give him a lot of credit for that. Although, you know, he's an oddball. There's no question Rick Santorum is an oddball. We'll give him credit for stepping up and helping that family out with some advice, since they both had children with that same condition, and it's wonderful that he does that. I give that family a lot of credit. If you read the story, it's very heartwarming. They were counseled to actually abort this baby, and they decided not to do that for their own personal reasons. Listen, I'm no fan of abortion myself, and that they agreed to do that and have taken on the burden, and I don't mean that in a negative way, but it's a burden to have a disadvantaged child. That they've been able to do that is wonderful, and we'll keep them in our prayers, no question about it. By the way, got a nice thank you card from the Rouse DeBoer family, Jeff, that we had on a couple weeks ago. The two women that are adopting, want to adopt the three kids together. I mean, they've adopted them, but they would like to, you know, they would like to all be the same family. Got a nice thank you card from them in the mail last week, so that was very nice. All right, let's move on to some other audio that we just have a lot of stuff to do here. Rick Santorum says Mitt bought the CPAC straw poll, and what they do, a straw poll at the Conservative Political Action Committee convention, and this is what Rick Santorum had to say.
You know, those straw polls at CPAC, as you know, for years Ron Paul has won those because he just trucks in a lot of people, pays for their ticket, and they come in and vote, and then they leave. You know, we didn't do that. We don't do that. I don't try to rig straw polls. I know that there was some unhappiness at the announcement. Well, you have to talk to the Romney campaign and how many tickets they buy. We've heard all sorts of things. But you know what? Those straw polls are, in my mind, you know, they were important last year when we weren't voting. But states are voting right now.
All right, so the question is, well, throw it out there. The question is, how conservative is Mitt Romney? Is he conservative enough? Now, we played earlier on in the show some audio from the crazy, crazy journalist known as Andrew Breitbart. He's just said the guy's a whack job. There's no question he's odd. I mean, he's very, very odd. He almost admits it himself, but that's all right. He, you know, he talked a little bit about this. Doesn't matter who the nominee is going to be, he's going to march in lockstep behind him. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. Democrats do that too. You know, march in lockstep behind your nominee. That's fine. But how, you know, is Mitt Romney conservative enough? That's the question that's being asked nonstop. Mitt Romney says, well, I'm absolutely conservative enough. This is what he had to say.
My state was a leading indicator of what liberals would be trying to do across the country. They're trying to do right now. And I fought against long odds in a deep blue state. But I was a severely conservative Republican governor.
See, that audio clip doesn't do it justice, but every time at these things, the crowd would wildly cheer. And then, I don't know, you could kind of hear it there. They didn't know how to respond, so you kind of get like a low cheer, like, okay, yeah, all right.
Well, he wasn't a severely conservative governor because he couldn't be in Massachusetts, which is a deep blue state. That they voted for him at all was a shock to most people. And he had to live within the constraints of that reality. I mean, anybody that watched what happened in Massachusetts during his one and only term, because there was no way they were going to reelect him, you know, it was really very interesting. And, you know, there are a lot of people that are just wondering, who the hell is Mitt Romney? Is he conservative enough? Sarah Palin, absolutely. We know that she's like fingers on the chalkboard for some of you listeners. You've let us know that. Well, a little bit of Palin isn't going to hurt you today. She says that, maybe the GOP just isn't convinced yet.
I am not convinced, and I don't think that the majority of GOP and independent voters are convinced, and that is why you don't see Romney get over that hump. He's still in the 30 percentile mark when it comes to approval and primary wins and caucus wins. He still hasn't risen up above that yet because we are not convinced.
But you know, the 30 percentile mark there, Jeff. All right, that's a conversation in and of itself. So let's ask ourselves this question. In a general election, does it actually maybe work in Mitt Romney's favor that he isn't absolutely beloved by the Republicans if he ends up being the nominee that we are presuming that he will be? So if he is the presumptive nominee, the Republicans are going to vote for him, or they're not going to vote at all. I'll give the Republicans one thing. They vote. They do. They go out and vote for the most part. But would they have to hold their nose to vote for Mitt Romney, or will they solidly vote for him? Well, Sarah Palin, being clever like she is, it's never enough just to say it, you know, straight. She's got to find other ways to do it. And she puts on her little Dr. Seuss hat and delivers the following.
See, the Tea Party rose up because Americans woke up. It is bigger than one person. It is bigger than one candidate. It is bigger than one party. It's about one country united under God. We aren't red Americans. We're not blue Americans. We're red, white, and blue. And President Obama, we are through with you.
Oh, she's so clever. Well, maybe not that clever, but you know, we gave it to you. We let you have it. So there you go. Mitt. Willard, what are we going to do with ye? He'll be in town. Is he in town this week? I believe. Well, I know he's here the 24th. Rick Santorum's in town this week. But, you know, they're the only two paying any real attention. Ron Paul completely ignoring Michigan. Newt Gingrich talking about it, but not really doing anything. After he said just last week that he was going to be spending a lot of time here, is not scheduled anything here. So I don't think that's happening.
You know, you asked the question, you know, does it help him in the general election if Mitt is the choice, which, you know, apparently Santorum is starting to get an underground swell after his, you know, his three crazy wins. But if he's the choice, I think it does help him in the general election. I read something over the weekend, which I guess this is basically all elections. Whenever, you know, you go into the primaries and you're just trying to get your base fired up, you start to say things like, you know, I guess severely conservative is what Mitt said. But you try and appeal to you try and go as far right if you're a conservative or as far left if you're a Democrat as you can. And then when the general election rolls around, you try and get as close to the middle as you can without ticking off the base. Because, you know, the middle is where most Americans want their president to be.
All right, but at the same time, if he doesn't have his base, and at this point he doesn't have his base, then if he can't garner that vote, Jeff, And at this point, I'm not convinced that he can. You know, he won, we haven't mentioned, he won the main caucuses this weekend. It actually went all week long, but they announced the winners this weekend. But he barely won, and barely won to Ron Paul.
Well, and Ron Paul doesn't think he won.
I know. It'd be very clear on how he feels about delegates. Let's go to the phones. 888-552-3595. Herb in Northville is on the other end of my line. Welcome to First Shift this morning, Herb.
Morning, Tony.
Morning. Good, my friend. How are you?
I'm fine. Just wanted to mention while we're talking about Willard, Mitt Romney, is that today is a very important milestone in his life, in that it was 5 years ago today that he started his current job, which is run for president. He has been doing nothing but ever since. I mean, say what you will about his other experience, whatever, but for the past 5 years, this man has done nothing but run for president.
Well, you know, he must not be very good at his job, Herb, because if that's what if that's what he's done for 5 years and can't seem to get over that 30, as Sarah Palin said, that 30 percentile mark, whatever that means, if he can't seem to do any better than that, he might want to look for a different job.
Yeah, and I'm suggesting that, Even when there was technically not a presidential campaign going on, that's what Mitt was doing. He was positioning himself for this run. He never closed his blind trust, for example. You think a money guy, who supposedly would go back to the private sector, would retake control of his nine-figure assets. He didn't do that. So, yeah, he's been doing nothing but run for president, openly or quietly for the past 5 years. And I'm thinking that in commemoration of that being today, that people should celebrate that day by making a contribution to President Obama.
I like that. Hey, Herb, you actually have a Facebook page dedicated to all things Willard. Where do we find that?
It is very simple. It's a group called Mitt Is No Michigander.
Oh, all right. So just go to Facebook and find it.
Yep, and because it's basically, he may have, we don't really care where he was born or who his father was. By his actions, by his values, by his statements, he is not one of us.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Herb, thanks so much. We got to get to the break. Occupy Detroit occupies First Shift when we continue.
With Tony.
You're calling Mitt Romney a liar.
Well, you seem shocked by it. Yes. This is a man whose staff created the PAC. His millionaire friends fund the PAC. He pretends he has nothing to do with the PAC. It's baloney. He's not telling American people the truth.
On 1310 WDTW.
Michigan needs progressive public policy, not legislation that continues to cripple our communities. Hi, I'm Brandon Jessup, Chairman and CEO of Michigan Forward. Michigan Forward is a nonprofit organization leading the charge to repeal Public Act 4. We need your support in 2012 as we continue to fight for democracy and create policy initiatives that move our state ahead. Donate today at MichiganForward.org or call 313-965-2722.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family. And UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit ufcw.org or call 248-585-9671. First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Very googly moodly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
Feeling you were just born for greatness.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Recently on First Shift.
I've got an article in front of me that says foreclosure settlement total to state up to almost $800 million. And Curtis Hertel Jr., who is the Register of Deeds in Ingham County, joins us now. Let's talk about what this particular settlement is about.
What it has to do with is some of the improper practices in the
servicing of mortgages and selling of mortgages in the mortgage industry. It's only with the five major banks, which is a reduction from the rumored settlement that was supposed to include MERS and their actual document mills. And that's a good thing, actually. Also, there's no criminal immunity in this, so it only actually limits what states can actually sue for. I'm not saying I support the settlement because, you know, in many ways, the devil's in the details. And until we actually figure out exactly what teeth are in the settlement and everything that's included, there's a lot of questions to be asked. But I do want to say there are some positive things, and this does not mean our fight's over.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Occupy Detroit! Occupy Detroit! Occupy Detroit!
They're chanting, we're standing right in the middle of this rally, and they're saying that they're tired of corporate greed. They've had it.
Absolutely. I'm part of the 99% that's fed up with the egregious behavior of the 1%. From now on, we occupy all streets.
The movement is resonating with cities across the country. It began as that Occupy Wall Street effort.
The movement to Occupy Wall Street coming to Detroit.
The world will not change unless the way we talk about it changes.
We can just get that message across. It'll hopefully start some change.
Dozens of UAW members showed up to support the protesters.
We're losing our homes. We're losing our jobs. Union workers are facing a terrible time at the bargaining table, and workers who don't have unions are even worse off.
Time for Occupy Detroit to Occupy First Shift.
It is indeed that time, and Occupy Detroit will indeed occupy First Shift on this Monday morning. Joining us now is Bartosz Kumar, who is actually the guy that gets us our guest every day. He is our guest today. Bart, a pleasure to have you on the show. I understand that you're out of town this morning as well.
I am, Tony. I am. And thanks so much for having me on. I'm in beautiful Cedar Lake, Indiana, at an organizing training. That's going to start in about an hour. And in the meantime, I wanted to talk a little bit about a point of leverage that Occupy Detroit and the whole Occupy movement can use to bring about some real change. It's a place where we have the resources to make a change right now if we just focus on it, and that is Apple, the computer company. You know, they're really big on ethical treatment of their employees. They're big among the progressive community. You know, you see millions of people everywhere using iPods, iPads, iPhones, all of those things. And a lot of those people are young and progressive, and they want to know that their products are being made ethically and not in a sweatshop. So the reality is really troubling because a lot of these Apple products are made by a company called Foxconn. This supplier, which is based in China and Taiwan and a couple other countries, basically runs sweatshops. And not just sweatshops, but like massive 200,000 worker super factory sweatshops. You know, the conditions are abysmal. They underpay their workers. They make them work extremely long hours. They live in the factory. They force them to buy their food. They force them to buy their work clothes. They force them to pay rent into the company and out of the tiny salary that they get. What it has resulted in is dozens of suicides in the last couple of years. You know, these workers are trying to sue their way out of this situation or just kill themselves because that's their only recourse. That is their only means of protest. Is basically how powerless they are. You know, this company has turned around and said, oh, well, if you're killing yourselves, then the way we're going to fix this problem is by installing netting around the building so you can't throw yourselves off the building. So that solves the problem, according to Foxconn and Apple. And the other thing they've done is they've written into the contract, so these employees sign with the company, a clause that says the employees will not kill themselves.
Yeah, because signing a pledge that says I'm not going to kill myself is enough to get me to stop killing myself. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you would think so, right? And you know, apparently the Foxconn employees don't entirely agree, and they still want to be treated with some dignity. So that brings us to the Occupy movement. You know, Apple really wants to protect its image as this company that does things ethically, does things right, and you know, someone came up with this idea at the last General Assembly. You know, what if we actually put some pressure on them? What if we launched some online petitions? What if we did some protests around this company in particular, because as opposed to some other companies, because they're so susceptible, they need to protect their image more. And if we can win a victory with Apple, it's going to be easier to win victories with other companies. And also, this is going to help American workers. You know, if we can get Apple to get Foxconn to raise wages abroad and to improve the treatment of workers abroad, it makes the American worker more competitive. It makes these jobs harder to outsource to third world countries. And by winning that kind of change abroad, we bring some jobs back home. We create incentives for Apple to start working with domestic suppliers.
How do we create the groundswell that you're talking about, Bart?
Well, you know, I think we have to really, and some of this has already been done. There have already been some petitions online. There have already been some articles, but we have to really focus public attention on this issue by getting a lot of media attention around it. You know, we have a couple Apple stores in Michigan, which we can, you know, very well protest. It'd be good if we could come up with some more creative tactics. So the tactics right now are the question. We know that the strategy is to put pressure on Apple, which will put pressure on Foxconn, because we can't put pressure on Foxconn directly. Foxconn doesn't care what anyone thinks, except for Apple. Right now it's a question of putting pressure on Apple. I mean, maybe, you know, 5,000 people, active Apple users, because that's kind of the trick, I think, is getting active Apple users on board with this idea, and leading this campaign. 5,000 Apple users, you know, arrive at an Apple store one morning and say, you know, we're signing a pledge saying we are not buying another product from you guys until you start treating your workers with dignity. And not only will 5,000 people showing up freak out Apple, it'll get a lot of media attention, and a lot of people around the country will say, huh, I didn't realize Apple treated its workers without dignity. Maybe I should stop buying Apple products until they start treating their workers with dignity.
Well, you know, this brings me back to when they were having the debt ceiling debate and the Tea Partiers were, you know, raging on and on and on. There was a news report that at one point, Apple, this is how big Apple is, folks. Apple was so large, so profitable, that at one point during the debt ceiling debate, Apple Computer had more money in the bank than the United States government.
Yeah, I remember that. They're loaded. I heard someone, and this wasn't, I haven't done the research to back this up, but I've actually heard someone say that that Apple could stand to make the iPhone in the U.S. and the cost of it cost of the iPhone would only increase by a couple bucks, Apple would still be able to.
Hey, Bart, that's something. Yeah, that's something we need to research. Listen, we gotta take off for the top of the hour. It was nice to have you on the show. So we'll have to have you back on some other time. Enjoy your conference, and we'll look forward to talking to you soon.
Thank you very much. Talk to you soon.
My pleasure. A quick break here. When we come back, Mark Brewer, chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party. First Shift will continue after we do this.
Team 10 WDTW, continuous traffic watch. Good morning, Tony. Our slowdowns continue along I-75, especially southbound coming in Rochester Road, trying to get down toward 12 Mile, where we have construction taking out two lanes. That's really slowing down the ride to 696. And the northbound 75, we're slow from the route. They're trying to get north past 12 Mile because, again, construction leaving only two lanes open.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. We are going to see some clouds mixed with sun today. Look for our high near 35. Tonight, though, there's a chance of some snow. A low near 26. Tomorrow, look for snow and a high of 36. Right now, fair skies. 18 degrees at Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Hey, it's Jeff from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on 1310WDTW. Dearborn, Detroit. Now, time for news from CNN.
CNN Radio, I'm Cheryl Castro. The autopsy is complete, but Los Angeles coroner's officials say the cause of Whitney Houston's death won't be official for several more weeks until toxicology and other tests are in.
The cause of death right now is deferred, and that way the family can go ahead and proceed with funeral arrangements and take care of services.
No word yet on those funeral arrangements. A bodyguard found Houston's unconscious body Saturday in a bathtub at the Beverly Hilton Hotel. Houston's was one of two great voices celebrated at last night's Grammy Awards. CNN's Jim Roop gives us the night's highlights. He joins us live from Los Angeles. Jim?
And the voice of Whitney Houston that was celebrated last night was the voice we all knew, the powerful, passionate voice. It all started with host LL Cool J saying, "We've had a death in the family," and then offering a prayer. Rihanna and Bruno Mars mentioned Houston in their performances, and Jennifer Hudson's tribute, her rendition of one of Houston's top-selling singles, "I Will Always Love You." The other voice we heard was one that was nearly silenced. Adele had vocal cord surgery in November, but you'd never know it by her performance of Rolling in the Deep. Adele picked up six trophies last night, including the top three, song, record, and album of the year. Reporting live, Jim Roop, CNN, Los Angeles.
On to Syria now, where that country's opposition may soon be getting some international help. CNN's Ben Wiedemann reports the Arab League is urging its members to provide political and financial support to the opposition.
Sort of a Libya-style scenario where, for instance, there, Qatar did provide covertly weapons and other military supplies to the rebels. That may be the case also in Syria.
President Obama unveils his 2013 federal budget plan today. It's expected to include a requirement that millionaires pay at least 30% of their income in taxes. Now, that's known as the Buffett Rule. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Your vehicle is one of your biggest investments. If you've come into some extra cash this tax season, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. From oil changes to major part replacements, O'Reilly Auto Parts has the parts you need in stock. Use this year's tax refund and avoid costly repairs down the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
A message from Walmart to the average man. Tuesday, February 14th is Valentine's Day. The 14th of February is Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is February 14th. Show her she's always on your mind with Russell Stover chocolate hearts, Lindt Lindor chocolates, and Fantasy by Britney Spears perfume. So be ready for Valentine's Day with low prices every day on everything, all backed by our ad match guarantee. Save money. Live better. Walmart. Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Tuesday, February 14th is Valentine's Day. Who knew?
Samsung, whose Galaxy Nexus smartphone carries ice cream sandwich, is finding itself sandwiched in a legal war between Apple and Google. Apple has asked a federal court to block sales of the Galaxy Nexus because the ice cream sandwich version of Google's Android operating system includes features such as voice-activated search, Apple says, are its property. If your email inbox is full of messages about Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich, it could be a trap. USA Today reports that following a couple of years in which spam emails have waned, they are coming back furiously, and spammers increasingly are using presidential candidates' names in their unsolicited messages. Stock markets across the world and stock futures here in the States have been rising after Greece's parliament passed the first of two austerity measures. The second vote comes Wednesday. Right now, S&P futures are rising, gaining 9 points. NASDAQ futures up 18. Dow futures up 83. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Fanbrewery. Wait, what? Franuary?
That's not Franuary. No,
Fanbrewery. That's right, Fanbrewery. However you say it, small businesses, this is your month to make social media work for you. Constant Contact brings you social campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up, it's free. And this month, you could win $1,000 for you and one of your fans. Visit ConstantContact.com today.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open to legal residents of the U.S., U.K., Canada. 2012, the rules is ConstantContact.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
What's better than getting something for a great price? Getting two things for that same great price. What we're trying to say is, it's buy one, get one free at Pearle Vision. So stop in and get two great pairs of eyeglasses or prescription sunglasses for the price of one. You're thinking, that's a great deal. And you're right. So don't wait. Stop into a Pearle Vision today.
Minimum purchase may apply. Second complete pair up to a maximum value. Maximum may vary. Same prescription. Valid prescription required. Valid only at participating U.S. locations. See store for details. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends 3/31/2012.
Gentlemen, I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had 3 extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not Bob from Account Temps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call Account Temps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from Account Temps, sir. Right after I cash my paycheck.
You?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
As the clock chimes a reminder that it's time to punch in for another shift, those of us who have worked tirelessly to honor our contracts and the promise they represent have also been paying attention to the many promises that have been ignored by the politicians.
Now as we mark the time for change,
it is you and I who will confidently send the message that since it is only us who have upheld their promises, that 2012 marks the time for change. And change begins with First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Good morning, everybody. I am Tony Truppiano. This is First Shift. It's 8:06 on this Monday, the 13th day of February, 2012. We've got a great hour of radio lined up for you. The morning does go by fast, no question about that. I got to tell you, over the last 30 days, emails up exponentially. Maybe since the first of the year, but certainly in the last 30 days, emails up, tweets out of control. The Facebook page is growing by leaps and bounds, which is wonderful. And that means that we have, we're onto something. And I'm glad that we're growing, and I'm glad that we have a collective voice. It's important that we do that. It's also important that we share good information. So I want to remind you, as I do from time to time, if there's something that we are not doing on this show that you'd like to see us doing, an email helps. Send me an email and say, hey, Tony, have you thought about this issue or that issue? I'll share it with Jeff, and then we'll do our best to try to get it on the show. Tony@thetonyshow.org. That's Tony@thetonyshow.org. Of course, you're always welcome to join us during the show, and you can do that via email, or you can call us toll-free 855-2-3595. And last but not least, as I mentioned, Twitter, on Twitter, at Tony Truppiano. Go ahead and give me my intro, Jeff, and we'll get going.
The leading voice for the Democratic Party in Michigan, an architect of progressive victory.
But there was some hope at the beginning of the year that Snyder was a moderate. But in fact, he has proposed and signed legislation that John Engler never even considered when he was governor 10 years ago. He does it with a smile, but believe me, the quality of government here is far worse.
It's time for Monday Mornings with Chairman Mark Brewer.
And it wouldn't be the same without the chairman himself, and he does join us now. Mark, a pleasure to have you back, and welcome back to First Shift.
Glad to be with you again, Tony.
You know, we need to have, Mark, a pretty serious conversation, if you don't mind, about Mitt Romney as we're approaching the February 28th primary. And as we talked to Tim Grimmel, by the way, in the last hour. What an impressive man. I'd never met him before, Mark. What an impressive man he is.
Oh, no, Tim is terrific, and we're very proud to be working with him to make him the next state representative from Pontiac and Auburn Hills.
Yeah,
he'll be a terrific addition to our caucus in Lansing.
No question that's true. And if we have time, we'll come back and talk about it. But as we were discussing how important the February 28th primary is to the people of Auburn Hills and Pontiac, reminding, you know, people to go out and vote, you know, it occurs to me that as we talk about what the Republicans' choices are on the 28th is very, very interesting. And I would think, Mark, if I were or Willard Mitt Romney, I'd be a little bit concerned about the trends here in Michigan.
I think that's right, Tony. But, yeah, on the other hand, Romney has got to be an overwhelming favorite here, right? I mean, he has built his whole election strategy around the fact that he can do well in Michigan and maybe even beat Barack Obama here. Look, he was born and raised here. Every significant Republican power broker in the state is behind him. He's got all the advantages of organization money. He won here in 08. I mean, he's got advantage after advantage here, by all rights. He should win big here in a couple weeks.
All right. But with that said, I also saw a new poll that shows that 69% of the Michigan GOP voters want someone else. So what gives?
No, I think that is right, Tony. I mean, there are a couple of polls that have shown that, and that matches what's going on nationally, that there's still a lot of Republicans out there who have yet to embrace Mitt Romney, who think their field in general is fair or poor, and they're still looking for an alternative, you know, almost 2 months into this process. So clearly he's got a lot of work to do. But look, you know, we saw the same thing coming out of South Carolina for Gingrich and going into Florida. You know, Gingrich had all this momentum. He was up in the polls early in Florida. Romney unleashed his millions and millions of dollars in negative money and emerged victorious in Florida. And I expect the same thing's going to happen here.
Well, you know, it's interesting as we take a look at, you know, the CPAC convention, Mark, is going on or was going on last week and over the weekend, and we we're listening to all of these pundits talk about how, you know, no matter who the nominee is, they'll stand behind it, they'll march in lockstep, everything's fine within the GOP. It is a grand old party after all, and don't worry, everything is fine. But is it when you've got a candidate that's been running for the presidency for 5 years, who spent millions of dollars and has millions of dollars at his disposal, when you see that he's not resonating with voters, nor are any of the contenders within the Republican Party in a larger way really addressing the issues that matter to us, and at the end of the day, that's about jobs. President seems to be the only one that wants to discuss that issue. I'm not sure why the Republicans keep walking away from it. You know, Mark, as we gear up towards February 28th and beyond that, again, I'm going to presume that Mitt Romney's our nominee. At some point, doesn't he have to start talking about issues that really matter?
I think that's right, Tony, and you've touched on a number of things in your statement there. I mean, look, there is a lack of enthusiasm in the Republican Party. It shows up in the turnout, which is down dramatically in all their caucuses. Heck, on Saturday in Maine, I think they literally had a few thousand voters, Tony. It may be as few as 5,000 or 6,000, down dramatically, but same is true elsewhere. There is a real lack of enthusiasm among Republican voters, and frankly, our voters are getting more enthused the closer we get to the election. And I think part of that is, in fact, because we don't see Republican candidates addressing jobs. I mean, they're out there talking about contraception. You know, they're out there talking about other social issues. And people are saying, look, the most important issue to me is a job and the economy. And you're right, the president is the only one out there talking about that issue and actually doing something about it.
Okay, I'm just, it's not like I can see everything, Mark, and maybe I'm wrong, and, you know, but, you know, so that's why I bring it up. I mean, ultimately, I want a good debate. I want to talk about issues that matter to everybody, including myself. I want to make sure that, as in my own neighborhood, we still have too many for sale signs up as you go up and down the street, Mark. Now, I want to make sure these issues are going to be dealt with come the November election, and I just don't see the Republicans having this discussion right now. In fact, I don't see them really discussing much of anything except those hot-button social issues that all it really seems to be doing, if you look at the poll numbers, is separate them even further.
No, that's right, Tony. And you saw this at the CPAC convention of the weekend with Sarah Palin, her speech, and others. They're saying, look, Romney is winning by attacking the other Republicans, tearing Newt Gingrich down, now attacking Santorum. He did the same thing to Herman Cain. But, you know, he certainly doesn't have a vision that's exciting Republicans, and he has no vision that's appealing to independents or to Democrats. He doesn't have a set of values and a set of issue positions which are appealing to folks, and that is going to be a real problem. And you see that in poll after poll and in what's going on in the country, whereas the president, I think, stands in a very stark positive contrast. Look, last week we had this massive settlement with a number of the banks on the mortgage problems. It's not enough, as the president said, but it's a good step in the right direction to solve the mortgage problems that we've got out there. So people are seeing that, concrete steps to solve our economic problems, and they're looking at the Republicans, and they're not seeing any positive ideas to move the country forward.
Yeah, it's just a little disappointing. I don't mind telling you, Mark. Listen, I'm not a Republican. I'm not going to vote Republican. I mean, it's not like I'm hiding behind something. Everybody knows where I stand. But, Mark, you know, let's go back to the last, 2008. You know, we had in the Democratic Party a real battle between Secretary of State, now Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton, and now President of the United States Barack Obama. It was a good, hearty debate. It was about issues. But, you know, at the end of the day, Mark, they understood that they had to address what was happening in society, and they did that. Agree or disagree, at least we knew where these two candidates stood. You know what? I don't know that the same can be said now for the Republicans. And fair enough, let them run their campaign the way they feel they need to run their campaign. But I'll look at Mitt Romney. 5 years into this, we should know where he stands on everything. But, you know, like a lot of what he's done, maybe this week he stands by something, next week he may not. That's of his own doing, Mark. I'm just reporting what I see.
Oh, no, you're absolutely right, Tony. It's probably not an issue on which Mitt Romney hasn't flip-flopped, and it's causing him problems not just with general election voters and independents, but even inside his own party. You hear people time and again say, we just can't trust this guy. He claims he's a severe conservative, which was a bizarre phrase that he used at the CPAC convention, but nobody believes him, and he's got that kind of over-the-top rhetoric which reminds me of the phrase, thou protestest too much. And he's just trying so hard to persuade people that even that is backfiring and is leaving people doubtful about what he actually believes.
Yeah, there are times where I wonder if he's trying to convince the voters or himself because he does get a little extreme at times, Mark Brewer. And there are just times it's uncomfortable to watch the man talk.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the insincerity, Tony, is just oozing. And you watched him at the CPAC speech. It's like, I'm going to repeal everything Obama did on the first day. And all this stuff is so over the top and so unbelievable that, you know, how does he hope to persuade anybody with such excessive rhetoric? People are looking for sincere and genuine candidates no matter what they believe. And they won't vote for somebody that they disagree with if they respect them as being sincere and genuine. Look, Carl Levin, that way here in Michigan.
Absolutely.
A lot of folks disagree with him, but they know that he's a man of integrity, and they can respect his sincerity, and he gets a lot of Republican and independent votes.
Absolutely. Mark,
so
we got to take a quick break here. We'll come back. A lot more to get to, including Pete Hoekstra and the governor's budget. Mark Brewer, my guest. Stay with us. First Shift continues after we do this.
First Shift with Tony Trivia.
Over the last decade, we have spent $1 trillion on war at a time of rising debt and hard economic times. Now, we must invest in America's greatest resource, our people.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes an accident 75 south before Adams off to the left side with debris in the left lane. Also 75 south slow from Rochester all the way down to about 7 Mile. If you're on the route, they're eastbound 696 before Mound. We've had an accident that's moved off to the right shoulder, but also some debris in the road, and we're pretty backed up for those drivers coming past I-75.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for a mix of sun and clouds today. Our high near 35. Tonight, though, snow may roll in with a low near 26. Tomorrow, high of 36. And again, a pretty good chance of some snow. Right now, fair skies and 19 degrees out at the airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org, that's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button now and register.
Recently on First Shift,
Charlie LaDuff joins us now from Fox 2 News.
You should be angry because, look, criminality or not, you know, I mean, Kwame Kilpatrick, he's not being convicted of anything in federal court, right? But you, at the very minimum, our leadership's been asleep at the wheel for decades. And we went along with it, and all of a sudden, the magic carpet ride stopped, we're broke, we got nothing left, and the leadership never changed. You know, you start to see the nice little deals they're making with the money, why we're running a deficit. There's plenty of money still flowing through here, and they don't understand the times that when the people have nothing, stop the merry-go-round, do it right, and let's get this thing fixed. It's time for normalcy. You know, no BSing like you're part of the people. You are part of the people. What about chauffeurs with his pension and his salary and his car and his gas is making $200,000?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310 WDTW.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off, than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He's comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Together we stand, divided we fall. Got something to get off your chest? Give us a call. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. Lots to do yet. Mark Brewer is my guest, as he is every Monday at this time. Certainly, Mark, it would behoove us to have a discussion about last Thursday's budget presentation by Governor Rick Snyder. Would love to hear your thoughts.
I hope people understand by this point that you really can't trust Rick Snyder. You know, he talks about how he's not the typical politician, but what we saw last week on the budget was so typically Lansing politician. He claims that the education budget is an increase over last year. In fact, Tony, if you compare the total budget year to year, it's another cut. It's more smoke and mirrors, more deception from this governor. There's a slight increase in the foundation grant, apparently, but then big cuts in a lot of other funding that was in last year's budget. And so, again, people should not, you know, buy into this thing that he's not your typical politician, that he's above all this. He is manipulative. He will, you know, share the facts that he wants to share. You've got to look at the big picture. When you see that big picture, another cut to public education. Very disappointing.
Well, it is very disappointing. And again, we don't need to get into the entire budget, Mark, but I think that what it really does, it clearly lays the path to what some might consider to be a very safe step forward, but there's also a lot that wasn't discussed. We need to know what's happening with the personal property tax. We need to know a lot of things that this governor just isn't willing to talk about. And Mark, at the end of the day, this is just, it's beyond problematic because it's very difficult for any municipalities or anybody else to plan budgets when they don't know what it is they're dealing with.
That's actually right, Tony. Again, you've got a governor who says, look, I'll be accountable, I'll be transparent, I'll have metrics. I mean, he's got his dashboard, which is not honest about the true state of affairs in Michigan. It's not kept up to date. And now, as you point out, last week in the budget, big projects, big things that he's talked about, like eliminating the PPT and other kinds of things, and there's absolutely no mention of that. So he's going to spring that on the people of Michigan, on the voters, whenever he's good and ready, and I'm afraid try to ram it through the legislature like we saw last year.
Yeah, well, again, it's something that we're all keeping an eye on. You know, sometimes, Mark, it's not about what someone says, but what they don't say that really matters.
Well, again, and that's what I'd urge people with this governor. Lots of great rhetoric, right? I'm going to leave nobody behind. I'm going to be a moderate, going to work with everybody. But actions speak louder than words. And time after time after time, you know, ramming through a very partisan agenda that's left a lot of folks behind. And I, again, I just hope people are not listening to him anymore, but they're watching what he actually does, because that has been very partisan and extremely disappointing.
Yeah, no question. All right, for the sake of time, we'll move on. Mark, Pete Hoekstra, candidate to run against Senator Debbie Stabenow in the general election in November, had a tough week last week. I don't care how you slice it. He put out a racist and hypocritical ad. You know, he ends up pulling it. He ends up pulling the website. In essence, what he did was send a whole lot of people to Senator Stabenow's side of the aisle. I don't know that that was what he intended, but that's what happened. What are your assessment, looking back at last week, with what Pete Hoekstra had to deal with?
Wow, it just completely backfired. Clearly, Tony, you know, he had to pull the ad. It was intention to run that ad for 2 weeks on Michigan cable. He bought the time. And then midweek, under all that pressure, he puts up a very poorly produced ad because he was scrambling under all the pressure. On top of that, Senator Stabenow actually raised a lot of money from Hoekstra's own ad. So it just seemed that all around last week, you know, Pete had a very, very bad week, bad editorial response, and I think people are going to be looking very skeptically at him going forward. Even Clark Durant got in the act last week and was able to take advantage of this terrible mistake by Pete Hoekstra.
Yeah, you know, and again, listen, everybody's going to have a bad week, but when you do what you did, and he did this to himself, this was a deliberate strategy. That he, you know, for whatever reason, didn't think would backfire on him. I don't know what he was thinking, but at the end of the day, you know, it's not that he just looked bad. He actually chased voters away, and you know, and I'm actually very happy to tell people because I just got this news yesterday. Senator Stabenow actually generated over $150,000 in campaign contributions just from people's ire over what Pete Hoekstra did.
Yeah, no, and again, I think that's one measure of Hoekstra's bad judgment in doing this. And it says a lot about a person and his campaign that he would do this. And I think people will look back on this. I know editorial boards will. Certainly independent voters and moderate Republicans will, Tony. I mean, he even was significantly criticized by Republicans last week. And you can count on less than one hand the number of Republicans who came to his defense. The silence by the Republicans and the outright criticism by Republicans was really overwhelming and said a lot about the poor decision that Pete Hoekstra made.
Well, you know what was really interesting, Mark? Even the media, everybody says the media, you know, the leftist media, even the media tried to throw the Democratic Party and former Governor Jennifer Granholm into this debate, saying that, hey, they had used the China issue and the party had done this. And you know what? even the Republicans didn't take the bait, Mark, because it was done in a very different way. We weren't talking, you know, when the Democratic Party was going after Dick DeVos, they were going after Dick DeVos because he was taking good jobs and sending them overseas. This wasn't some racist or hypocritical rant about the Chinese people. It had nothing to do about the people. It had to do about business and the business decisions that were made. So even the Republicans didn't pick up on it.
No, that's absolutely right, Tony. I mean, you know, we have nothing against the people of China. You know, we want them to be prosperous. We'd like to see them be able to organize unions and have human rights and so forth. It was about Dick DeVos shipping jobs to China. That's what that issue was about. And this thing last week, again, was just so hypocritical. I mean, Pete Hoekstra voted to raise the national debt five times, voted for trillions of dollars in additional spending, voted for the Wall Street bailout, which Debbie Stabenow opposed. It was just the rankest hypocrisy on top of the racism.
Well, no question all that is true. And, well, Pete Hoekstra's learned an expensive lesson last week. Of course, we should remind people he did pull the ad. He did pull the website, and now he's moved on to other adventures. And, yes, we're watching, and, yes, we will continue to see what it is that he does moving forward. I will say this. If he wants to accuse Senator Stabenow of being a spend-it-now kind of person, you kind of have to demonstrate that. And when you can't do it, you have to actually turn to lying. And when you turn to lying, it actually helps your opponent, which we just proved happened in this case. Mark, thanks so much for your time. Again, we'll look forward to visiting with you again next Monday. It wouldn't be a Monday without you.
Thanks, Tony, very much.
My pleasure. All right, folks, we will take a quick break here. Again, our thanks to Mark Brewer, chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party. And coming up next, Chris Savage will be in for Christine Barry. They had to switch this week, so Chris Savage will be with us. Two major announcements, he tells us, and I already know what one is because I'm following his tweets. We'll get to that on the other side. Stay with us. I'm Tony Truppiano, and you're listening to 1310 WDTW.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Tony, our total traffic update includes delays 75 southbound coming in from M59 because of an earlier accident near Adams that's trying to clear from the left. 696 eastbound, we had an accident working near Mound Road that's moved off to the shoulder. It's been pretty slow through there. 94 has been pretty slow westbound coming in from 8 Mile all the way down toward I-75.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, look for a mix of sun and clouds today, our high near 35. Tonight, though, snow may roll in with a low near 26. Tomorrow, high of 36, and again, a pretty good chance of some snow. Right now, fair skies and 19 degrees out at the airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining us now, Hanson Clark. If the governor were to call you today and say, hey, Congressman, what is the number one priority I should be focusing on? What would you tell him?
Putting people back to work in this state. That's the ultimate goal. That's what we need. People are feeling very financially insecure. There are folks who are out of work right now. That's why I flew back to Washington, D.C. before Christmas to make sure that we had some unemployment benefits that were extended.
First Shift with Tony Truppiano
on 1310 WDTW.
Rick Santorum is the latest darling of the most extreme of the GOP's extremist voters. And wow, get an earful of this guy's moral piety. Let's start where it all starts for us humans, conception. Not only does Santorum insist that life begins at the instant that a sperm contacts an egg, he also wants to preserve the sanctity of the sperm itself by outlawing birth control. Yes, every sperm counts. Last October, he warned about, quote, the dangers of contraception in this country. It's not okay. It's a license to do things in a sexual realm that is counter to how things are supposed to be. Indeed, Ayatollah Rick is a bit obsessed with what you might be doing in your bedroom. The Supreme Court, he asserts, was wrong to rule that we have a right to consensual sex in our homes. Then you have the right to bigamy, he wails, the right to polygamy, to incest, adultery, the right to anything. Then comes his punchline, this right to privacy doesn't exist, in my opinion, in the United States Constitution. In a January interview on CNN, the sanctimonious Santorum offered another startling insight into his moral code. When asked what he would say to his daughter if she had been raped, was pregnant, and was crying for an abortion, he actually said, the right approach is to accept this horribly created, in the sense of rape, gift of life, and accept what God is giving you. He added that his daughter, and presumably yours too, ought, quote, to make the best out of a bad situation. This is Jim Hightower saying, so much Rick, so little time. I haven't even gotten to global warming, no such thing, he says. Or his endorsement of the Crusades as being about, quote, core American values. Or his comparison of homosexuality to man-on-dog sex. But with Santorum now in the spotlight, we can count on many more Rickisms to enlighten us. Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to. For information, visit HightowerLowdown.org.
Got something to tell Tony?
1-888-552-3595.
Let your voice be heard on First Shift with Tony Tribbiano.
Now, time to punch back in.
And welcome back. 35 minutes after 8 o'clock. There's only one thing we do at this time of the day on a Monday. So go ahead and give me my intro, guys.
Leading the charge for online truth and a vision that transcends the minutiae and delivers information that impacts us all. Welcome back to First Shift, this week's blog roll.
From Eclecta Blog,
Chris Savage.
And Chris Savage is on the other end of our line. He's been tweeting this morning that there are major announcements in the offing. All right, so I've been following. I know what's going on, but not everybody has. Chris, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tony. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. So give us, go ahead. Let's hear what's going on, buddy.
Well, some big news today. First of all, I'm going to indulge myself a little bit and let folks know that the first big news is that I've brought a new writer on at Eclecta Blog. This guy goes by the name of LOLGOP. He's a Twitter phenomenon, so he's been written about by Politico, and his tweets get posted as tweets of the day pretty much everywhere. He's just one of the most funny, incisive, smart Twitter people out there, so I'm really excited to bring him on and give him a platform where he can bust out of the 140-character box and kind of let her rip. So it's really exciting. We're both in the Ann Arbor area, so it's a match made in heaven. I'm pretty excited about it.
And when can we expect to start getting more than 140 characters out of them?
Probably about 5 minutes ago.
Oh, okay, very good.
I think his first post just landed, so you're going to start to see him. He'll be posting 2, 3, 4 times a day. So
great, and that'll be at Eclecta Blog.
Yep, and you'll be able to tell which posts are his. In fact, his first post is up right now about Rick Santorum. You can tell which ones are his, because they're the ones that say posted by LOLGOP, and mine are the ones that say posted by Eclecta Blog.
Very good. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool. LOLGOP, I interviewed him last summer, and he had about 7,000 followers. Then when Politico picked up the interview in November, he had about 20,000. He's up to 40,000 now, so you can see what kind of a following he's gotten.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much. And the second news, we talked the last time about Trevor Thomas possibly throwing his hat into the ring against Justin Amash in, I don't know if it's Amash or Amish, in Michigan's 3rd Congressional District, but I have word that he may be filing the paperwork today, so we'll see. It's expected sometime late this morning, early in the afternoon. So those of them, you in the 3rd District that are crying out for a good alternative to the Tea Party candidate, Justin Amash, you may have somebody to vote for, and he's a solid candidate. I'm pretty excited about it.
Well, good. I mean, that's, that's good. We've been talking about this for a while. We have State Representative Harvey Santana on once a month. Chris and Harvey, way back in, it might have even been November, was really pumping the audience for candidates. I mean, he was heavily recruiting and has made it his mission to heavily recruit and vet candidates, which and vet is the important piece there. But, you know, he believes that, you know, that it is from the ranks of the everyday people that the best candidates come, which is the honest-to-God truth. So it's nice.
Trevor's he's an organizer from way back. He's got solid credentials. He's a very viable candidate. He's done some polling to show that he's got a real shot at unseating Amash. So I'm excited about it. He's a young guy, lots of energy, very charismatic. I've spoken with him a couple of times, and I come away real impressed each time.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So, you know, in the wild world of the emergency manager,
mm-hmm.
out of the mind of Joe Harris.
Yeah, right. So, last week, Joe Harris, I'd been reporting about how he was closing down the radio station that runs out of the basement of City Hall in Benton Harbor. And sure enough, last week, he put all the equipment up for sale on eBay for $5,000 plus $1,000 shipping fee. The first auction passed by with no bidders. He put it back up again, and these postings were actually kind of comical. They were full of misspellings and wrong words and things like that. It was really unprofessionally done. The second one actually got a couple of bids, and it was by a group called the Ben Patrick Johnson Foundation out of California, and they're actually intending to purchase the equipment and give it back to the people of Benton Harbor. And then mysteriously the post got pulled. So it was real interesting here. The auction got pulled. Rachel Maddow covered this on Friday night, and she mentioned that, he had, sweetened the deal by throwing in the FCC license. And it turns out you can't just sell the FCC licenses. There's a little bit more to it than that. but Joe Harris is, jumping the gun a bit and pretty much a novice apparently when it comes to this. So there's speculation that they pulled it because it was not a, you know, basically a legal thing to sell.
Yeah, when I suggested to you this weekend that he might have wanted to do some research before he did this, that's part of what I was suggesting.
Yeah, $6,000 for some pretty basic equipment seems a little pricey.
Yeah, in fact, you know, just looking at the list, because I did go look at the post, and actually you had posted it to the Eclectic Blog webpage.
Mm-hmm.
When I looked at the list of stuff, I mean, you can buy most of that stuff used if you add all that stuff together. For about, and I'm being, you know, I'm being kind of generous here, less than $1,000.
Well, it costs $1,000 just to ship it.
Yeah.
But yeah, clearly they don't know what they're doing. It's a kind of an embarrassing thing for them. I kind of felt, you know, if I wasn't so upset about the emergency manager thing, I'd feel sorry for them the way they're playing this out. And now it's being done, you know, sort of publicly, which is even more embarrassing.
Well, you have to ask yourself the question, first of all, how much money was this little radio station actually costing the city of Benton Harbor?
Yeah, Harris estimated they'd save $10,000 to $20,000 a year.
Based on what? Were they even using it?
I have no idea.
Yeah, that's the point. Yeah. You know,
it seemed like a really, you know, sort of trivial thing to be doing. And yet the optics of it are so bad. You know, right now everybody looks at Benton Harbor as something that's, you know, where people's democracy has been taken away. And now this looks all... So most of the people are looking at it like now he's trying to squelch their free speech rights. So, you know, I just really wonder if he gave it any thought about how this was going to look to people that were looking in on it.
No, I'm gonna suggest he doesn't think about anything except what is right in front of him at that moment, because this is it's kind of embarrassing.
It really is.
And then again, when you get the you know, the word equipment, when you can't spell that correctly, and then you repost it with the same errors, and you got to ask yourself the question: did he even read the post once he posted it?
I know. As you said, the antenna was the antenna might be thrown in, and the price was negligible.
Yeah,
I think he meant negotiable, but you know, they didn't proofread it pretty much, as far as I can tell.
No, I'm gonna guess he never even read the post himself anyway, which says all we need to know about
but Tony. He's the government. He's everything there. Come on.
No, that's all right.
He owns that now. He's the one who said, "I'm the government. I am the government."
That's that one we have to put on Governor Snyder. Absolutely, got to own that one. You know, it's interesting. I keep on going back because I know I'm going to get these emails, Chris Savage. People are going to say, "Tony, you keep on forgetting that we had emergency financial managers under other governors. Why do you keep doing this?" Because the rules were different under other governors, folks. Why do you keep forgetting that?
That is absolutely right. And the problem that I've got with it, you know, is that it could extend beyond Michigan, and it's already started. I mean, Indiana Senate passed a bill out of their Senate just a couple weeks ago that's an emergency manager bill. So You know, this is a virus that can spread if we don't put a stop to it. So it's very important. Mears tweeted over the weekend that Michigan Forward's going to be turning in their signatures for the repeal of Public Act 4 on February 29th. So they must feel they've got enough now. I know they had over 190,000 signatures, and they only need 161, I think, and change. So I think they feel like they're getting close enough that they're going to have enough valid signatures. And, of course, once they validate those, Public Act 4 goes on hold until the election.
Well, we'll make sure we check in with Brandon and find out what's
definitely
going on there.
Yeah,
absolutely. No, this is something we've been following now for a while, and it's important. You know, I want to remind people again, Chris, if they do get enough signatures, it immediately, well, we don't know what it immediately does. It stops Public Act 4. But nobody has yet to make a determination, Chris, on what we revert back to.
That's right, because Public Act 4 actually repealed Public Act 72, which was the piece of legislation that was in place before it came on. So theoretically, when you get rid of Public Act 4, you get rid of everything. So it really puts things in limbo. And my fear is that it'll go to the Michigan Supreme Court, and we know how stacked that is with Republicans. So, and then we've also got the fact that the Republicans have said they've got, you know, sort of legislation waiting in the wings in case this doesn't, in case this happens, so they can, you know, basically just start it back up again. But if you ask me, in an election year, you know, going against the will of the people like that would be just political suicide for them. And you can be very, very sure that we're going to make a lot of hay about it if they decide to go that route.
Oh, there's no question. That'll be all we'll be talking about. No question. That's true. Well, you know, again, I've got to, first of all, give a lot of thanks to the people at Michigan Forward and all of the volunteers, especially as of late, confirming and making sure that those signatures are legit is a tedious task.
Yeah, they're dynamite. Brandon Jessup and all the crew at Michigan Forward are a dynamite group. I'm very supportive of them.
Yeah, no question. I mean, they've done an amazing job.
So yeah, really on a budget, and you know, it's truly a grassroots effort. I give them a lot of credit. It's not easy to do what they're doing.
Nope, no question. That's true. So you've got a new blogger. So we got to give you that, and you know, and a celebrity blogger at that. So now there are two celebrity bloggers at Eclectablog.
That's right. It's going to be a force to contend with. Stay tuned.
Well, I'm looking forward, and again, after the show, of course, I'll go check out what the LOLGOP is doing. In fact, my producer Jeff just asked me last week if I knew who that was, and I said nope, but then of course you send me a note letting me know that this was going to be happening. So I think it's great.
There aren't too many people that read national politics and are so well informed as I am, and he's one of these people that I just, you know, he has stuff in his brain about what's going on politically that I haven't even seen yet. So he's a smart guy. He knows, he's got his finger on the pulse of what's happening nationally, and so he brings a really great addition to my blog.
Yeah. Again, we'll look forward, and there's some growth here as well, which is very, very cool. Chris, thanks so much. We'll of course next week have Christine on, but. Appreciate you being, again, just check out eclectablog.com. And this is this week's Blog Roll segment. A quick break here. Thank you, Chris. A quick break. We'll come back and wrap it up on the other side. Stay with us.
Got a question or comment? Call now. 888-552-3595.
First Chip with Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW. Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button now and register.
Michigan needs progressive public policy, not legislation that continues to cripple our communities. Hi,
I'm Brandon Jessup, Chairman and CEO of Michigan Forward. Michigan Forward is a nonprofit organization leading the charge to repeal Public Act 4. We need your support in 2012 as we continue to fight for democracy and create policy initiatives that move our state ahead. Donate today at MichiganForward.org or call 313-965-2722.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Recently on First Shift.
My next guest is State Representative Jim Hananick.
I think the way we have to look at it is we have a pretty substantial budget surplus that was left over from the work that Governor Granholm did. And I think a lot of times people forget about that. This was the fruits of Governor Granholm's plan sort of coming to actually starting to work. And I think we should invest that money and maybe get back to work. And whether that's getting school teachers back in the classroom, or in this case, police officers, I think it's extremely important to make sure our communities are safe.
First Shift with Tony Tribbiani
on 1310 WDTW.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Tribbiani page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Tribbiani on Facebook. And also follow us at Tony Tribbiani on Twitter.
Union. Solidarity. Democracy. We make a difference when you give your voice.
What's on your mind?
1-888-552-3595.
You're listening to First Shift with Tony Tribbiani.
Welcome back. A little bit of inside baseball here for a moment, if you will. Jeff, you'll get a kick out of this. This radio station in Benton Harbor that's for sale, this is what it comes with. The transmitter, which, of course, I have no idea how large that is. Three microphones, a Mackie 16-channel board, which obviously is dated. Two CD players, cords included. And the antenna, which is supposed to say negotiable, but they have negligible, on removal. $5,000 for that. $5,000.
That's pretty good.
And then to find out that you can't sell the transmitter or the license for the transmitter, so it would basically be moot. You'd have a radio station that you wouldn't be able to use.
But if you have a radio station already, no, actually the equipment's dated, so why would you do that? Yeah. I'm trying to think of ways that could work, but...
Yeah, it wouldn't. It wouldn't. Anyway, good news from Eclecta Blog today, his partnership with LOL GOP, which you and I both enjoy a great deal. So it'll be interesting to see how that relationship evolves, but I'm looking forward to it. Okay. You know, I got to tell you, I did not watch Meet the Press yesterday only because, and I normally do, I just had something else going on at that time. And so I missed Peggy Noonan, who was on there. And she says that I guess I need to do this different. The contraception rule. First of all, I got to tell you, I'm a little ambivalent about it. So I'm just going to say that up front. I think that this is much ado about nothing. I'll say that up front as well. For those of you on the right that want to make a big deal out of it, go ahead, because I can't stop you. I think that the president responding to it and saying, okay, fine, you want to do it that way, we'll do it that way, means that he's fair is the word that comes to mind. Of course, some of you would like to use the word failure, but it's just fair. Anyway, there's the Democratic National Committee put an ad together explaining the latest change to the contraceptive rule, and this is what it had to say.
As a conservative, as I look at the administration, here's one thing that I think is kind of new the past few years. The leftist, if you will, part of the president's base seems to me to be, A, more leftist and be more powerful. When you have a White House in the past month, EJ, that says NARAL, National Abortion Rights Action League, and Planned Parenthood are here, the Catholic Church and, I would argue, the First Amendment are here, who wins? NARAL and Planned Parenthood, that to me is the kind of political calculation, just politics, that is kind of mad and that suggests a certain sort of, I hate to say extremism, but something rather extreme. Clinton wouldn't have done it. This is not a traditional Democratic Party thing.
All right, that obviously was not the DNC ad. So, and if it was, they did a really bad job, but it wasn't the DNC ad. Let's continue that, though, with when she says EJ, she's referring to EJ Dionne, who was also on Meet the Press yesterday. This is his response to what Peggy said.
There was overreach on this contraception rule, but I know the left. The left is not to the left of where it was, number one. Number two, Barack Obama is a moderate progressive with the emphasis on moderate. Most socialists are insulted when Barack Obama is called a socialist. It's absurd that this man is a socialist. And I think most of the country... Right now what you have is that the left is very happy. He is raising the issue of economic inequality, which Occupy Wall Street pushed him toward. A lot of the country agrees with him on that. And so actually I think the pressures to move further left, and there isn't that much of a left in America to begin with, are really minimized.
All right, let me get a break in.
I got a kick out of that. The socialists get pissed off when they call it, when you call the president a socialist. That's funny. Okay, it's not funny, but it is to me because, hey, I'm just that kind of guy. I want to remind you, before we get out of here today, that if you haven't yet done so, tomorrow is Valentine's Day, folks. You need to be mindful of that. Yeah, I mentioned earlier on in the show today that I actually had somebody call me up Friday night, left me a message. I talked to them on Saturday. They were, you know, they wanted the deal. They wanted the half-off deal. It's not too late, by the way, because the good people at ProFlowers.com wouldn't do that to you. So let me remind you that if you go to either proflowers.com and click on the microphone at the top, it's at the top right, just click on the microphone and you'll have an opportunity to put in a code. That code is Tony T. You can get the one of two deals. The first deal are a dozen long-stem assorted roses with a free vase for $19.99, which is a great deal. Go on and call some local florists. You'll find out what a great deal that is. Or the second deal, which is two dozen long-stemmed assorted roses, plus a free vase, plus chocolates, plus a teddy bear for $39.98. You're not going to find a better deal anywhere. You're going to have to do something for Valentine's Day. The flowers are guaranteed to last at least a week. Mine lasted much longer than that. It makes no sense not to do this. Save yourself a lot of money. ProFlowers.com or 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS. The code is Tony T. You cannot find a better deal anywhere. And now I'm going to really blow your mind. Even if you order them today. Seriously, if you order them today, you'll get them. They'll be delivered tomorrow. Think long and hard about that deal. And I think you're going to do the right thing. ProFlowers.com. Do not forget. Do not forget. All right, we're going to try to, before we move on, in fact, I'm going to change that. Check what I just said. Jeff just let me know that tomorrow we're going to have Brandon Jessup on from Michigan Forward to talk about, to update what's going on. So thank you, Jeff, for that quick action.
Oh, thanks for Brandon replying right away.
How do you like that?
Up and listening.
How do you like that? Savage talks about it. I say we got to get Jessup on. You get out to Jessup. Jessup responds, and we're all done. That didn't even take 5 minutes.
It's been a while since we had him on, too, so I can't wait to have him back on. He's out. Every time he comes on, he's really good.
Yeah, no, we enjoy him a lot. Again, I had the great fortune of meeting him in person during the holiday break when we were off for that week. One of the things I did was meet Brandon Jessup from Michigan Forward.
He's one of those guys that, you know how we always say Harvey Santana's a cup of coffee, like a verbal cup of coffee? Jessup's kind of the same way, isn't he, if you meet him in person?
Oh, no question. Plug into him, dude, and energy to burn. Anyway, I'm out of here for today. I want to thank Anthony and Jeff again for all the hard work they do. To you, the audience, you're amazing. I want to remind you off the air, Tony at thetonyshow.org. In a little bit, I've got a couple calls to make. Then I'm off to see the Michigan Nurses Association today. I'm looking forward to that. And my son Dominic up at Michigan State before I head back to the Detroit area. Everybody have a great day, and as always, I ask that you be well.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our last look at the roadways includes delays still on I-75 southbound. Our construction near 12 Mile taking us down to two lanes has things backed up for miles. Northbound also down to two lanes at 12 Mile. That has northbound 75 backed up from before 696. An earlier accident eastbound 696 near Mound Road that's moved off to the shoulder trying to clear.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for a mix of sun and clouds today. Our high near 35. Tonight, though, snow may roll in with a low near 26. Tomorrow, high of 36. And again, a pretty good chance of some snow. Right now, fair skies and 19 degrees out at the airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Identifier. Identifier.